It's time for Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
When you visit one of our eight Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Raven football coming up on CARE Radio, and join us before kickoff, head coach Joel Osborne. Coach, that was a really good game, a long road trip last week, and your guys handled it so well. Congratulations, man.
I appreciate it, Tom. I was proud of our kids for how we responded coming off the Grandview game, and came out and defense pitched a shutout in the first half, and I thought offensively we were explosive, and we sustained drives, and we got a lot of guys on both sides of the game in the game. So we got a lot of players' experience, and so that was key. I thought for us defensively, we got to the quarterback. You know, in the first half, I think they had less than 100 yards of offense, and so, you know, we had a few mistakes in the second half that led to some, you know, two of their scores, but I thought defensively we played really well. And then offensively, you know, Jackson was really on point in the passing game. I thought we protected well. We gave up zero sacks. And, you know, just were able to create explosive plays through the air. The big thing is we got to have more yards on the ground rushing the ball. So that would be an emphasis this week, and see if we can improve upon that.
Coach, there's nothing like jumping out in front, and you wasted no time Saturday.
No, we didn't. And, you know, when you script your first few plays there, you don't know exactly how it's going to work out. But, you know, Jay Sean, we got him in the quick out route on the boot pass. And I don't think they were ready for his speed because he ran past everybody. And that was a great way to start the game. And I thought he was a key in the return game, too. Whenever they were punting, you know, his first few punt returns were explosive. So, you know, he set us up in good field position. And it was just good to see a bunch of different guys. We had 14 players catch a ball. So, that was great to see. And, yeah, so there was definitely some improvement.
You talked about defensively. You just touched on it a little bit. Jackson was not sacked at all, but you got to their quarterback, what, like seven times?
Yeah, we had seven sacks on the day. So we were hitting him, and I thought that really, really was a big key for us. And, you know, there was a couple times where they had the ball moving down the field, and then all of a sudden we put them back right where we needed to get a punt and get a stop. So, yeah, the D-line and linebackers, I thought, and really we had some safeties pressure as well, too. I think Fabian came off the edge for a big hit, and that was good to see.
And, Coach, we talk about it a lot during the broadcast, but football gets kind of be a mathematical game, and you jump out to a lead, and even in the second half, the math is your opponent's not going to have enough possessions to ever be able to come back. So as a coach, you know, you realize that this game is won, but you don't like to say to the guys, hey, we've got this one in the bag. I mean, you don't want to tell them that. So how do you handle that, like with substitutions and things, or do you just maintain what you're doing throughout?
Yeah, so mentality-wise, we try to reset at halftime and say, hey, it's a 0-0 game, guys. And so, you know, right away when they made that, they made the decision at midfield to go for it on fourth and short, and the quarterback pulled the ball and ended up scoring. You know, that almost gives our guys a little bit more of a sense of urgency. Like, okay, if we let up at all, this can be a game. And so I thought, you know, after that, we really responded and ended up being up 45-7, before they got their last score. So, you know, we played closer to a complete game, not quite like we want, but, you know, it's just a mentality deal. We want to keep playing and play to win, and, we're never going to, I don't know what the word is, play conservative, if that makes sense. I mean, there's an appropriate time to do that, but, you know, for us right now, we're so focused on trying to just get better and continue to play our game.
Big family weekend game here, big opponent coming in. How was, first of all, how was the week of prep getting ready for this one today?
The week was good. You know, we've got a few guys that have some injuries, so we've had other guys step up, and that's part of the game, you know. And so we're looking forward to this weekend. Like I told the guys, anytime you get a chance to play in front of your family, it's a big deal. So I expect a big crowd here. It's going to be great weather. You know, we got a really quality opponent in Baker, and, you know, so it should be a good one.
And again, I keep emphasizing to the fans, with five home games, you're only going to have a couple left. So you're going to see this team. You got to get up here, not just today, but the last two home games too.
Yeah, for sure. We would appreciate all the support we can get. And, you know, it's going to be fun. You know, with Baker, I think this week, the big thing is going to be for us. We want to really emphasize winning the rushing game. You know, the last two games, we've lost that. And so defensively, we want to hold them down, really limit their quarterback from getting loose and scrambles and design runs. And then offensively, we want to sustain drives. We want to impose our will. They're going to sit there in their 4-4 defense, which it's really a 4-2 in the box, but, you know, they're going to have two force defenders on each edge. And we've got to be able to sustain drives and run the ball better. If we can do that, I feel like then we'll have improved this week.
Okay, everybody remembers the miserable game, but a great win for you last season down in Baldwin City against Baker. Is this the same Baker team today that we saw a year ago down there, or are they different, better, changed? What are we going to get today?
I think they're going to be better because their quarterback's got a year under his belt now, and he's been really efficient. He's completing over 70% of his passes. He has 12 touchdown passes and only two interceptions, and then he can, like I said, he can run the ball, so you know, Truman Jules guard is a real threat. He's a good player for them. And then he's got good skill around him. Our big key is going to be, can our D-line get to him and shut down the running game? Because if we can get some hits on Truman and force him to get off his first read and you know, to try to have to use his legs, I think that'll be a big key for us on defense. And then, you know, offensively, the thing that Baker does such a good job of, statistically, they're great across the board. They give up less than 10 points a game. They don't let anybody run the ball on them. And they create turnovers, and they've got, I think, three or four defensive touchdowns, similar to our defense. So we're going to have to do a good job of taking care of the ball. To have success on them, you have to be able to run the ball, because if they want to, if they get you in second and long, third and long, then all of a sudden you're playing right into their hands. And so their pass defense is really good. They try to keep everything in front of you. Eyes are on the quarterback. And so anytime that's the case, you see tip balls, they're making plays, and, you know, they're just really well coached.
Coach, you talk about getting a little pressure on their quarterback. Your defensive front, you got such great depth. We're watching you. Every other play, you're rotating fresh guys in. You're keeping guys, you know, out there who are ready to go and getting a little breather for the other ones. You've got great depth at that position, and that front group on that defense has played great. And a local kid, Xavier, had a heck of a game last week.
Yeah, it's good to see him really step up and play well there. And, you know, he's been a guy that's worked hard in our program, and he's bided his time. And so, you know, he got his opportunity last week and really showed out. And so hopefully he can build off that. And like you had mentioned, we do have a lot of depth. It's a key to our success. You know, we want to see right now our best players come out and play their best, because we don't feel like on the O-N-D line that has happened yet. And so we want to see that happen moving forward.
How's the JV? Where are we at with that season? Is it wrapping up?
We have played two games so far, and we play Kansas Wesleyan tomorrow, Sunday the 29th at 4 p.m. here. And then we'd love to see people come out for that. That should be a good game. And then we play on the road at Missouri Valley, Sunday, October 13th. And then we play at home for our final home game, Sunday, October 20th, versus Highland Community College's varsity. So I'm excited for that as well, too. So JV kids are working hard, doing a lot of good things on scout team, and some of those guys are honestly next guys in line. So we'll have some guys that have already played JV that are going to get some varsity action, because we've had a few injuries, you know. So it's always a good thing for our program to build that depth.
Last question, Coach. When I'm looking out here watching that first series or two, what do I want to see out there happening that makes me say, going to be a good day for the Ravens? What are we wanting to see happen?
Well, Baker's only punted four times this year, so hopefully they're punting two times in their first two drives. And then, you know, offensively, hopefully we're sustaining drives and being explosive, but we want to get our running game going. And you know, that's going to be a big key for us.
Coach, thanks so much for the time, man. Best of luck here this afternoon.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedict and Raven football, Care Radio 93.7. The Amberwell pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game right after this. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
As we get set for Raven football this afternoon, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. Going up against a Baker team who's pretty untested to this point, the Ravens need to come out on defense and force turnovers. They didn't force a turnover last week at St. Ambrose, but this is a Baker team who doesn't turn the football over. Truman Ewell's guard, the quarterback, has already thrown 10 touchdowns to 0 interceptions through the first 3 games of the season. Conversely, on offense, take care of the football. Last week, I know they played Culver Stockton, but this was a team that had 4 interceptions last week against Culver Stockton, took 3 of them back for touchdowns. You can't allow defensive touchdowns against this Baker team, who's very opportunistic. So again, on defense, force turnovers. On offense, take care of the football today. Do those things and you're going to come away with a big family weekend win. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. Kickoff coming up here next.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game, part of our Amberwell pregame show. We'll go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football right after these messages.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. 4 quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Welcome to Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where this afternoon on Family Weekend, it's the Heart of America Athletic Conference Game of the Week as the Ravens play host to Baker University. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer, working aboard in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts joins me here in the booth. And tell you what, Gus, if there's a bigger, longer, stronger, more active rivalry in college football at this level in the country, you're going to have to point it out to me. As Benedictine and Baker come together again here today, every time they meet, it's a game that you never know what's going to happen. It's a game that means a lot, filled with emotion.
Yeah, you start looking around the stadium and you're thinking, there must be 2 good teams playing today, right? It is SRO. It is jam-packed full of people here today. And for Benedictine, well, at home,
since 2005, they've struggled a little bit with this Baker team. Benedictine 3-6 in the last 9 home games under Coach Osborne. They are 2-1 overall. Remember last year we went down to Baldwin City in the rain and the Ravens walked away with a 30-6 victory over the Wildcats.
Okay, I got a question for you, and I'm going to jump right out. You like getting out on a limb. I'm going to take one here, and correct me if I'm wrong and disagree if you don't think this is right. The winner of this game is going to go to the postseason, and I'm not saying that the loser won't, but I believe the winner of this game will, in my mind, certainly be a postseason team.
Yeah. I thought that last year. But, no, I think you're exactly right. I think that the winner of this game is definitely in the driver's seat. The loser of this game is going to have a little work to be done, especially late in the season. Now, these two teams are going to coast for the next few weeks, right? It will be, I think, what, November before these two teams see another good opponent, and that's Mid-America. Both these teams are going to play Mid-America late in the season. So, should be a lot of fun. You got to love this rivalry, right? Like, both sides just probably aren't big fans of either one. I know I was walking through the parking lot, and I hope somebody got a discount because there are a lot of misprinted, screen-printed shirts out in the parking lot. The words didn't make sense to me, but maybe I'm missing something. But there is a great rivalry between these two schools, and should be a lot of fun here this afternoon.
If you like offense, very likely this is going to be the game for you here this afternoon because both these teams, early here in the season, by early I mean, you know, 3-4 games into the year, are rolling up really huge numbers of points.
Yeah, you talk about both teams coming into today's ball game, what, averaging right around that 35 points a game? Right?
Wildcats averaging 52, Benedict averaging 42. Tons of points.
Yeah, but you start looking at Baker and you say, okay, they're putting up some points. You start looking at the teams they've played, and it is not exactly, you know, murderer's row.
Here's the thing. The flip of the coin has been won by the Wildcats, and they have elected to receive. Benedictine is going to be taking the goal to the left. Our North goal will be going left to right here in the opening quarter. If ever the Chamber of Commerce ordered a perfect day, they have dialed it up here this afternoon. 78 degrees. Beautiful clear skies. Wind from the north, about 14 miles an hour. A little bit of a breeze will be at the back of the Ravens in the opening quarter. Humidity 29.95, right at the standard. It is perfect, and the crowd on his feet. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Ravens, Wildcats, the toe to the ball. It's high and in over end. Will be fielded at the 1. Here they come, straight up the middle at the 15, dancing to the right side, running into his own blockers, and down to the 19-yard line.
Great job right there by the Raven kick coverage unit, getting down the field to cover that one up, and quickly down there, it's going to be Blake Dapkis.
So here comes the Baker offense. Look at the Wildcats, 3-0, and this will be, as with Benedictine, the very first game in division play. Quarterback is Truman Julesgaard. Truman's a good one out of Lawrence High School. In fact, we're going to have two Lawrence High grads at quarterbacks here this afternoon, one for each of these teams. Little wraparound handoff play, one into the right side of the line. That's good for a yard, and absolutely no more than that is Chauncey Andrews. He's out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, transferring down here from William Penn. Last week, 9 rushes for 82 for Chauncey. He's 1 rush for 1 so far today.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about this Baker offense and their quarterback, you've got to watch out for Truman Julesgaard because he is a guy who can throw the ball pretty well, but last year against Benedictine, how about this? Julesgaard, 14 rushes, 159 yards running the ball.
And he's going to be the only guy in the backfield on this second down 9 call for the Wildcats. They're going to have receivers wide to the left and wide to the right. QB back rolls left. Looking downfield, feeling the heat. He steps up, hit again, down at the 15 goes Julesgaard.
That time the first guy back there to turn that play in was Kyle Gibson, and Jared Heron comes in to clean it up. He'll have his second sack of the season. It's called a loss of 5. It's going to set up now a 3rd-and-13.
Ravens looking to have a huge defensive stand. And if you're Baker, you took that opening kickoff, okay? You won the flip. You took the ball with one thing in mind. You're going to move downfield to score, right? I mean, that's why you take the ball to start the game. You want to get that first possession. Well, now they're 3rd-down, 13 to their own 16-yard line. Julesgaard takes a long look over at second-season head coach Miguel Regalado. Gets a play. He's back to throw. Straight back. Looking over the middle. He's got a man wide open. Hit him on a slant at the 20. And down at the 24-yard line. Adrian Seals with the catch. But that was a spectacular open field tackle by Dominic Stone King. Dominic saved a first down.
Yeah, if Dominic doesn't make that one-on-one open field tackle, all of a sudden you're looking at a big gain on that third down. And you saw what Baker wants to do right there, that little underneath slant.
So Baker is going to be forced to punt the football away, and they're going to be standing at their own 10-yard line, putting a toe to the ball. And I think we've got a different kicker in there, a different number.
Gonzalez, maybe, 17?
Yep, that's who it is. He's standing at his own 10. A right foot kick, and it's a screamer, but it's off the right side of his foot. It's going to bounce and take a huge Baker roll inside the 35 and down to the Ravens' 30-yard line. That is a near 50-yard punt for the Wildcats. Nicely done.
So it's going to be Joshua Gonzalez, the 6'1" freshman.
Yeah, and a lot of people in this area have seen him play high school football.
They did not see him play high school football where the program says he went to play high school football. Nemaha Valley is not a school anymore.
There is no Nemaha Valley. First and 10.
And you got to be kind of old to remember it, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we've had thunder for a while. Here comes the Raven offense. First down at their own 30-yard line. Little wraparound handoff and bouncing straight ahead to the 30, getting outside 35. Dancing into the 40. And look at Witherspoon taking to the 43. He'll pick up a dozen on the first down carry. P.J. McCallum coming over from the quarterback spot. The old Stag making a top stop on a play. And the Ravens are going to have the first down of the day.
That time the Ravens just came out and trying to establish the run a little bit. Last week they struggled to run the football. How about this? Only 82 rushing yards last week against St. Ambrose.
First and 10, that's because they had 400 passing yards. First and 10, B.C. Jackson Dooley also out of Lawrence, Kansas. The old Chesty Lion is going to hand off Witherspoon. He'll go to the left side this time. Penalty marker, Sale, and Witherspoon gets two. This one's coming back for a hold.
Yeah, that time Zach Kramer busted through, and the Ravens are going to be guilty of a hold. And for Baker, it shouldn't take much time to decide to go ahead and push this thing back.
Let's talk about that Raven front line that's been doing such a splendid job. Harrison Schmidt at the left tackle. Jacoby Hinton, left guard. In the middle is Rashad Beckham. On the right side, Trey Madrid and Britton Smith. So left to right across the front five for the Raven offensive line. They're still talking it over with Coach Reggs over there. I don't know what's taking so long for him to make some kind of a decision.
There are two fouls on the play, both by the offense. Holding 4, holding 71. Still need to be 10 yards. Previous spot remains first down.
Okay, I saw the holding one of them. I didn't see the holding the other one, but either way, Benedictine is going to be assessed yardage back inside its own 35-yard line to the 33. 11:50 to go in the opening quarter. No score yet in the ball game. Ravens will come up looking at a first and 20. Now, the question is, do you run and try to make it more manageable, or do you put the ball in the air for the first time today?
Last week, the Ravens had 9 penalties for 99 yards and already an offensive penalty on the first drive.
Shoulder-high snap, pass over to the left side. A wide-open receiver makes the catch across the 50 down to the 45-yard line, and then Dooley gets hit late. Markers, two of them down at the point where the quarterback went down.
Yeah, that's on getting back there. Brian Lee, the sophomore out of Free State, just took a hand and ran it right across the helmet of Jackson Dooley. So that's going to be a hit to the head.
Result of play is a first down. Personal foul, roughing the passer, 90 of the defense, 15 yards to be added to the end of the run. First down, Benedictine.
So not only was that a huge gain for Benedictine, but also tack on that 15 yards and the Raven offense is in business. Officials are still marking off the yardage with 11.5 to go in the opening quarter. It will be Raven football, and they're going to be around the 20-yard line. Let's see where they're going to set her down at.
I think it's spot on the 20, right?
Yep, that's where it's going to go. Ravens first and 10 to their own 20. BC with receivers, two to the right, tight ends on the left. Witherspoon is going to stay in at the running back position with Jackson Dooley. He'll be on Jackson's right hand. Dooley takes a snap, hands off Witherspoon, boots to the left side, cuts it up the field, picks up 5, 6, 7 yards, maybe 8, down to around the 12-yard line.
That time coming over to make the stop was Cameron Porter, the freshman cornerback out of Gardner-Edgerton. What is Gardner-Edgerton? like Trailblazers or something?
Oh, I don't know. Payola Panthers, Carter Edgerton, I don't know that.
So, for the Ravens, a gain of 8 on the first down play is going to bring up now a 2nd and 2.
Here comes Benedict, and now they're going to have running back Witherspoon behind the quarterback on a 2nd down short. They'll give it Witherspoon. He'll bounce right, looking for daylight, gets it inside the 10. 1st and goal, Ravens. Witherspoon down to the 8-yard line. Elisha Malvo with the stop from the defensive end spot for Baker. Benedictine has been moving the football briskly downfield on this, their first possession of the day. LeBron Jackson will check out of the ball game, and Benedictine is going to bring Cameron Dover back in. And now they're going to shift Matthew Sanford wide to the left side, filling a slot with Dover wide left. 1st and goal of the 8. Handoff running back. Goes outside, puts his head down, gets 1 yard, 3 defenders on top of him, led by Lee Marshall.
Lee Marshall getting his 5th tackle of the season, a big junior out of Shawnee Mission East. A little loss on the play will back the Ravens up. They're looking at now a 2nd and goal from the 7-yard line.
We go inside 10 minutes to play.
That's good.
10 minutes to play in the opening quarter. We are scoreless, but the Ravens are knocking on the door. 2nd and goal from the 7. Again, Witherspoon will shift from the quarterback's right hand to his left, the wide side. And this time, wide left is going to go Gathright, slot Dover. Now, they'll go trips left, bringing Jay Sean Todd over there. Quarterback rolls left, throws left, has his man, catches it at the 1, dives with the pylon. Touchdown, Ravens! Benedictine takes their first possession of the afternoon, goes the length of the field, and at 9:20 to go in the opening quarter, Benedictine has scored 1st on Baker.
Great job right there by quarterback Jackson Dooley as he rolled to his left. He got the ball out of his hand quickly to Lagafuiana, and he could dive for that far side pylon, able to get it just inside for the touchdown.
Harry Balke coming up for the PAT. He's been very, very good this year. It'll be held by Jackson. Waiting for the snap. It is down. It is up. It is good. And the Ravens have struck 1st. We got a timeout of the field, 9:20 to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. It is Benedictine 7, Baker nothing.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine College campus. Good to have you along here this afternoon. Joseph at the studio. Gus Counts with me here. Tom Counts and Ravens getting set to boot it away, leading 7-0. Taking the ball downfield on their first possession of the afternoon. Kicking for the 2nd time today. Here comes Benedictine. Cullen will send it on its way and over end and about like the last. You know, this one's going to go a couple of yards deep into the end zone. They're going to bring it out to the 10, 15, crossing the 20, and up to the 23-yard line. The last return came about to the 18. This one to the 23 by P.J. McCallum. And it'll be 1st and 10. Wildcats putting their offense out of the field for the 2nd time. Still looking for their first down today.
You ever seen a kick returner who didn't think they could house
every time?
Hey,
and
why
don't you
think they're going to?
I don't want you to be my kick returner if you don't think you can return every kick for a score, you know? Here to go with Austin Tabor, wind to the right side. Baker coming up to the line of scrimmage. Nobody in the backfield with quarterback Truman Julesgaard. Motion will come to the right side, the wide side QB draw. He'll go straight ahead, hit at the line, falls forward, and we'll get to the 25. Oh, a great surge! How did he get 5 yards more? Well, because an offensive lineman, Andrew Williams, got behind him and pushed the stack forward. He and Aaron Dominic and Julesgaard, who was going to be stopped for a gain of 2, ends up with 7.
Yeah, let's be honest about this Baker front offensive line, especially the guards in the center. They're not the biggest guys in the world. They are athletic and able to get out in space. That time you talk about Williams at only 6'2", 280.
Second down, 3 at their 30. Running back, handoff, goes right side. He's going to lean forward, be about a yard short of the first down. That's Isaac Anderson with the Benedictine stop. Nice job by Isaac to tackle the senior out of Phoenix, Cole Fisher. Last week, Fisher had a good day. 9 rushes, 29 yards, and a TD. They're going to say that was enough for a first down. They're going to move the sticks. Let's make it first and 10, Baker. At their own 33-yard line, their first down today.
I can guarantee these lines are straight.
They are straight. First down. Trips again to the right side. Quarterback will keep it again himself. Again, he's going to run Jules guard well. Look at him go to the 40, 45. Another first down on another 12-yard gain. And much like last year, Ravens have a trouble finding the quarterback carrying the ball.
That time it was Zachary Lacombe to make the stop. And right now you just feel like Baker's trying to soften up this Raven defense a little bit by trying to run the football. And that time Uelsgaard just getting outside the tackle box. Raven's going to make a switch. They're going to bring into the ball game Joseph Burke and kind of spell Isaac for a couple.
First and 10 just across their own 45-yard line. Now quarterback back to the old Uelsgaard. Looks right, throws right. Nearly picked and maybe it was. It is intercepted. A diving ankle-top catch for the Ravens and Blue Kaplinger with his first interception of the season.
What a job by Blue Kaplinger. We talked about it in our Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game that the Ravens didn't have any turnovers last week against St. Ambrose and the Fighting Bees. They needed to do that this week. Great one right there. Now the Ravens with the ball out at midfield, and Coach Reggs is taking lots of time. I think he's going to try to challenge this.
Immediate timeout on the field. And we're going to take it with him, Joseph. Taking a break on the field. We're midpoint of the opening quarter. 7:22 to play in the first in Atchison, Kansas. It's Benedictine 7, Baker nothing.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alica burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Well, immediate timeout. Gus came at probably a pretty opportune time for Baker because they're going to need to circle the wagons a little bit, having their second possession of the afternoon. And their first really positive possession is they've thrown the ball up to near the 50-yard line where Blue Kaplinger picks it off. And so they're probably needing to take a moment and kind of regroup a little bit. The Ravens would have, I'm sure, much rather thrown that offense out there and gotten right back at it, where Benedictine's only possession so far today results in a touchdown drive.
So for the Ravens today, you talk about Jackson Dooley is 2 of 2 passing for 39 yards and a touchdown. Witherspoon, 4 rushes for 25 yards in that first carry, in that first drive. Ravens are starting to click a little bit on offense early on, and now they're starting to get a little deeper into the script, and we'll see if Baker makes any adjustments to what Benedictine's been able to do.
But I tell you, something that you can read from those stats, there has not been one pass thrown that wasn't caught.
There you go.
Jules Guard is 1 of 2 passing for 3 yards and an interception. Here comes the Raven offense, nose up to the midfield stripe. First and 10, Benedictine. Witherspoon in the backfield. He has been strong here today already, 25 yards on 4 carries. Going to get another carry right here. Goes to the left side, tries to get to the edge, and gets about 3 maybe as a marker goes down.
That marker's going to come in right as Witherspoon went to turn the corner, so one would have to assume probably hold on the edge.
Holding, 63, offense, 10 yards, replay, first down.
That time it was the right guard who had pulled out and was leading that play up there.
Well, you talked about it a moment ago, Benedictine. Last week, 9 penalties, 99 yards. They've already got 2 for 20, and we're still, you know, over 7 minutes to go. We're barely halfway through the opening quarter. So not a really good trend. The Ravens dealing with some penalty issues today. This ball is going to be marked back to the 40-yard line, the Raven 40, where first and 20 is going to be the order of business for BC. We talked about how long these two teams have been playing football, Gus. Back when I was young, when they started, 1926 was the first time these clubs played one another. Here comes the first down call for the Ravens. First down, 20. Dooley's back to throw. Goes left. Got a man and way overthrows Jacob Gathright. And Gathright was open on the left side.
Yeah, Gathright was open, but right there. Jackson, I think, got a little excited, put a little too much behind it, and overthrows his intended receiver, and now bring up a second and 19 for the Raven offense.
So Benedictine still at their own 40-41-yard line, 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Receivers three to the right, and back to throw again, little ISO pass, in and out of the hands, hit Joseph Lagafuliana right in the hands, because that is shades of Morningside when he had another one glance right off his palms. Go incomplete, and the Ravens are really, really fortunate that Joseph didn't loft that into the hands of a defender.
Well, he had a couple defenders. He had one in front of him, two behind him. And anytime you pop that ball up in the secondary, you start holding your breath until it hits the ground. An incomplete pass will now bring up third and 19 for the Raven offense. We still have 6:56 left in this opening quarter.
Ravens are going to have Tyler Watson over to the right side, Jay Sean over to the right side, Joseph over to the right side, one to the left side. QB's back to throw again, setting up a screen. There it goes. Witherspoon, 40, 5, 50, 45, first down, 40. Witherspoon, 35, all the way, Dalton to the 30-yard line. What a nice 30-yard gain. Off the screen pass, strong safety, Thad Metcalf, the Perry LeCompton call back in his high school days, saved a score.
Yeah, that time Baker got a little over their skis, if you will. They just sold out. Tucker Pauley, your defensive coordinator, called a blitz, and what a time to run a screen. When they're blitzing, you throw it right over the top of them, and there was nobody between Witherspoon and that safety 30 yards downfield.
First down, Benedictine. Now they're going to shift four receivers that go to a little diamond formation on the right side. Hand off running back, straight ahead running 2-3 maybe yards right into the middle of the line where Dylan Gillespie, another chesty lion, makes the stop. Second down, Benedictine. Second down, 8. Jay Sean will check back in, and the play coming in from the near sideline is he'll rotate out with LeBron. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens with a 7-0 lead. Matt Sanford goes wide left. Jay Sean Todd comes wide right. The Ravens are going to have a trio of running back to the backfield with Dooley. Second and long. Handoff going to go to the left halfback, and that play was blowing up immediately because they had a little safety blitz coming in, and Zach Kramer out of Nemaha Central, he shot in there and he was able to turn that thing back in.
Yeah, Zach Kramer, the leading tackler this season for Baker. And while we're talking about the Baker defense and leading tacklers, how about Cannon Karn? Last week against Culver Stockton becomes the all-time tackles leader for Baker. Cannon, a 6-foot senior out of just down the road here in Holton.
Lagafuliana wide to the left side. Watson is going to be a wing to the left. Ravens are going to go 2 to the right side with Gathright and Todd. And we got a stoppage of play and penalty marker stale before the snap. And you expect that to be the offensive alignment issue of some sort. The line judge talks to the referee. And they're going to see if they can get this thing sorted out right quick.
Two penalties by the offense, both false start. Number 4, number 56, 5-yard penalty remains. Third down.
You had a tight end. Okay, there you go. So you had a tight end and a wide receiver, both on opposite sides of the field, getting a little ahead of themselves, and now it's a third and 14.
So the Ravens overcoming a third and very long a moment ago, but going to have to do it back-to-back now. From the 34-yard line of Baker, Ravens probably in four down territory. Pass over to the right side. It's going to be caught on the hash marks near side and rustled out of bounds at the 21-yard line. Very close to the first down. It's going to be a matter of where they say the receiver was spun around and thrown out of bounds. That's LeBron Jackson with that catch on the near side. Where do they mark him out? About a half yard short.
Yeah, and so now the Ravens are going to bring into the ballgame Court Madsen. Oh, Court disappeared. Court is a senior out of Topeka's Washburn Rural.
Yeah, we talked to Court last week at halftime. So this week at halftime, let's talk to another big tight end, the guy who's out on the field right now, TZ. We're going to have Tanner Zimmerman join us halftime of the game today. Quarterback is back, and before the snap, another penalty, or is this going to be a Ravens timeout?
Timeout, huh. Baker.
Baker. So the defense taking a timeout. Joseph, we're taking a break right with them. At 4:15 to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. Timeout on the field. Ravens moving the ball, and they lead Baker 7-10.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, the Baker defense understands, Gus, the importance of this play, that they cannot let Benedictine score two touchdowns in their first two possessions of the afternoon. This fourth down, and we're going to call it fourth down and a long yard at the 21-yard line, a very big call deep in Baker territory for this Wildcat defense.
But the Ravens are in four-down territory, right?
Well, this is fourth down, so they're going to go for it here. Ravens are going to go for it here on fourth down. They have been giving it mostly to Witherspoon, and he's in the backfield. Here we go. Fourth down call for Benedictine. Quarterback Jackson Dooley takes the snap. Hands off Witherspoon. Head down. Drives forward. Give him that first down and a couple of yards to spare.
Nice run right there by Dalton Witherspoon as he ran off the right side. Zach Kramer came up to finally make the stop, but not before the Ravens are able to power forward for first down all the way down to the 18-yard line. Witherspoon will check out, and this is interesting. They're going to take out Witherspoon and bring in another tight end. It's going to be Watson.
It was Trey Madrid and Britton Smith on the right side leading that play downfield and helping the Ravens get that first down. Here comes the BC offense, first and 10 to the 18. Motion to the left side. Gathright, quarterback is back. He's chased. He's hit. He's dropped. And for the second time already this afternoon, Zach Kramer racing into the backfield in the hip pocket of Jackson Dooley. Jackson had nowhere to go, and that time, Baker guessed well.
Yeah, and the problem was Jackson just kept running backwards, and so when it's all said and done, he's going to lose about 11 yards. So that'll bring up a second and long. The Ravens have to get all the way down to the 8-yard line to pick up a first down.
So second down at about 23 for Benedictine. Longo Fuliana will go wide to the left side. He's going to pick up single coverage over the top, kind of back behind him deep by Cameron Porter. They're even to fill a slot to the left. Quarterback is back. It's going to be a little draw play and hit at the line of scrimmage and slowed down. Witherspoon then only able to garner about 3 yards down to the 29-yard line. Cannon Karn, the guy you talked about a little bit earlier, out of Holton with the initial contact and the tackle. Ravens are looking at a third down long. Hit and slowed up behind the line of scrimmage prevented him from getting that head of steam and making it downfield as those blocks were developing.
Baker runs a very standard 4-3 defense, right?
But nothing fancy.
But their linebackers are their 1, 2, and 3 tacklers on their team, right? Their linebackers make all the tackles.
Third down long for the Ravens. QB's back to throw again. Going deep. Got a man open and overshot him. And I'm going to tell you what. Joseph absolutely misplayed that ball. If he had kept running, he scores in the middle of the end zone. Instead, he stopped. He turned completely around, looked back, and then tried to catch up.
Yeah, just kind of cut off his route instead of just keep running the route to where the ball was thrown to. And now the Ravens are going to be set up for a long field goal. Out comes Harry Balke with that 14-mile-per-hour wind to his back.
Yep, and it is a long one. It's going to be a 47-yard field goal effort for Benedictine, and Harry, 4 out of 5 with a long of 35, and this one is on its way. It's got the length. He got it. Harry Balke, the field goal. It's good, and we're taking a timeout. Ravens extend their lead at 2:01 to go in the opening quarter. And Atchison, Benedictine 10, Baker nothing.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good last night, and the Ravens have kind of stormed into this game, scoring on their first two possessions of the afternoon, a touchdown and now a field goal to take a 10-0 lead over Baker. Welcome back, everybody. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ravens in front, and the kick is away. This one, again, is going to be down to the goal line. They're going to bring this one out, and they are. Tried to delay it, tried to short it, and push out of bounds back around the 15-yard line. As a return guy, did Coach really tell you that that was okay? He took the ball, caught it about 3 or 4 yards deep, stood there, and as the kick coverage guys came down, he tried to lure them into thinking he was going to down it and they would lay off. They did not. So then he runs it out, and he goes out of bounds across the way.
Now, Riggs is out on the field screaming at the white hat saying he called for a fair catch.
He did not call for a fair catch. He absolutely made no indication, and then he ran it out.
If he called for a fair catch, then stay in the end zone. Hand the ball to the official.
Yeah. Why did he suddenly hold it, tuck it, and run it?
There was a signal for an inbound fair catch. The ball was in the end zone. It will be a touchback. The ball will be placed at the 25-yard line. First down, Baker.
So, see, my problem is, and the official should have killed it earlier than that. I have just a whole lot of issues with that play.
Yeah, no. I got to see the video on that at some point because that is not what I saw happen at all. So a break for the Wildcats. They're going to gain about 8-9 yards on that movement of the ball up to the 25-yard line. Baker, third possession of the day, first and 10 at his own 25. Little wraparound handoff. Nope, quarterback's going to keep it. Boots right, cuts up. Nice run again, 30. Penalty markers sail from way downfield, and the tackle made over on the right side. It would be enough for a first down if the play stands. And again, Gus, we've talked about it already, as he did last year. Truman Julesgaard is easily the best running threat for Baker so far today.
Holding two of the offense. 10-yard penalty from a spot of foul remains first down.
That's old Billy Brooks out there got caught out of one of your favorite towns, Gus, Opa-locka. Now, I'm sure he's got family in the 954 and friends in the 954. We have friends in the 954 listening. He's out of North Miami High School. If he were in Oklahoma, it would be North Miami. But since he's in Florida, North Miami High School, first down 15 after the penalty. Back at the 20-yard line. Here we go. Wildcats, QB, back to throw, three-step drop, four-step drop, five-step drop, and he just dumps that ball and gets rid of it because there were a trio of defenders running down on him, and Cole Fisher, the intended receiver, but he was really not that close to the ball, but close enough to be in the vicinity. How about Zach Lacombe? Has this young man, only a sophomore, has he really not come on this year?
Yeah, he's been fantastic, right? You go back to week one, where he had the pick six against Morningside. He's been great this year. The number two tackler on the team, three interceptions, one of those is a pick six, so real good start for that sophomore.
Julesgaard, second down, 15. Little quarterback draw. He's got lots of room. Needs a block. Got it. Crosses up to the 30-yard line. Got 10 of the 15 on the quarterback draw. And again, it's Zach Lacombe with the tackle for Benedictine. Now, the Rams are going to change the package at the front and bring in big guys like Isaac and some of those.
Yeah, they're going to bring in Isaac Anderson, Jared Heron, Heath Baker, and Tim Glazer.
So this is the run defense front four?
Yeah, this is the muddy things up in the middle type defense for the Glazer.
The ball at the 30-yard line. Baker on their own 30 with a third down 5 call. Raven fans making a little racket out here, and Baker taking a world of time. Play clock at 6, 5. They're not going to get a playoff here.
Riggs is standing by the official. There is timeout.
And we're taking it. Timeout. Just at the break at 41 seconds to go in the first. It is Benedictine 10, Baker nothing.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong.
Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Here in Atchison, Kansas, Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus. And Gus, right now, the Ravens have been playing very well in this opening quarter. Truman Jules Guard, one of three, throwing a football with an interception, but he's got four rushes for 26. Easily, their leading rusher, second leading rusher, has got 3 yards. But right now, they look at the third down, five. The quarterback is back to throw, steps up, hit, and as he's falling to the ground, the catch is made. That was a spectacular throw and catch for the first down for Baker. That was a nice, nice play.
That time he found Austin Tabor down the field. And as he was getting spun around, he just threw the ball in the general vicinity of his junior receiver. And the junior out of DeSoto, Kansas, says, I can find the ball. He's also the leading receiver for Baker coming in the ballgame. 7 catches, 184, and a touchdown.
First down for the Wildcats across their own 40-yard line. This is their best field position of the day. Here's a pass over to the near flat, and it's going to be broken up by Javai Blomquist. Nicely done. I mean, the ball was at the receiver's hands, and Blomquist was on the receiver's back. It was a boom, boom play for the incompletion.
Yeah, nice little stop right there on the first down play. Now it'll bring up a second and 10. It's 3.9 seconds left, so this will be the last play of the first quarter.
Ravens are going to make a little defensive substitution. You got Dominic Stone King coming into the game. Blomquist back at the single over-the-top deep coverage guy for Benedictine on his second and 10. Quarterback back to throw again. Pressure's on, being flushed out of the pocket. Now rolls right. Has a little room. He's going to run and stays in bounds. Picks up the first down and then dances out of bounds across the way. And there's the late flag and the late hit out of bounds.
Yeah, he was out of bounds by the time he got hit. And the officials will take time, and why don't we call it a quarter?
Let's do it. Taking a break here at Atchison, Kansas. The first quarter in the book. After one, it's Benedictine 10, Baker nothing.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the second quarter. The Ravens leading the Baker Wildcats in this Heart of America Athletic Conference college football game. It is 10-0, BC in front. Welcome back, everybody. Fantastic crowd, beautiful day. It is family weekend here in Atchison, Kansas. Lots of stuff going on, and I think everybody who's anywhere around is in the stadium this afternoon. A tremendous crowd. It's good to see this kind of turnout, this kind of support for these teams, and this particularly this Raven football program. Benedictine coming in this afternoon at 3-1. Baker coming in at 3-0. Taking a little bit of time getting the ball set at the end of the quarter as Truman Julesgaard, the Baker quarterback, ran up the sideline, steps out of bounds just before the contact that initiated. Also, besides the yardage picked up, the hit out of bounds penalty in for Baker. By far now, their best field position. They're at the Raven 30-yard line, first and 10.
Kind of proud of the officiating crew, right? That penalty happened at the 45. You knew it was going down to the 30 with 15 yards, right? They walked it to the 30, spotted the ball, then picked it up and then ran to the other 30 and actually spotted it. So,
first and 10, Wildcats. They're going to go three wide to the short side.
And the quarterback will hand off a little jet sweep, a reverse, and now they're going to be a halfback pass. Ravens didn't bite, and this thing is poorly done and incomplete. They tried to get tricky, and that thing had no chance of success. The ball was thrown by a guy running a little jet sweep over to the left side that looked like Baby Cole Fisher over there.
The problem is, you're trying to throw it against Jackson Hoskins, and he doesn't really care what's happening in the backfield. He stayed step for step with the intended receiver. And for Baker, they're just lucky they didn't underthrow that pass and get picked.
What you're saying is Jackson knows exactly what he's doing and does his job well?
Right.
Yeah.
You got to find a cornerback that's a little, you know, on the edge, likes to jump things, likes to look in the backfield.
Handoff running back will try the left side of the line, and that's good for a yard or two. Cole Fisher with the carry. And now what's Jules Garden upset about?
We got a penalty marker that came in right at the point of tackle. You wonder if maybe a face mask? I mean, that thing came in right as Cole Fisher went to the ground.
And the Ravens are the team who are backing up, so you would expect it looks like it's going to be another vindictive penalty. And the Ravens have been plagued. We've talked about it already today with a lot of penalties this year and a lot of penalties today.
Personal foul, face mask, number 90, defense. He'll be tacked on into the run. First down, Baker.
So for Benedict, then another penalty, another 15 yards, and five penalties, 58 yards already in penalties, Gus, and we are just over 15 minutes into the game. You're on a 200-plus penalty yard pace right now. For the Wildcats, it's going to be first and 10. Now inside the Raven 15-yard line, let's call it the 13. Wide to the left side, Baker will go with Austin Tabor. Three to the left, one to the right. Jules Garden in the backfield, going to run the ball himself. Tucks it, runs up, and gets grabbed from behind and bulldogged down by Heath Baker. Heath Baker just played off the block in the middle, and Sam McDowell couldn't stop him.
Heath had a great game last year down in Baldwin, had a fumble recovery and a sack and a half, so he's a guy who's very familiar with Truman Ewell's guard, and that time, very little gain, if any, on the first down play.
Okay, let me ask you this. How is Truman Jules guard, the leading rusher on his team against Benedict, and what do they see in the Raven defense that allows him to be so successful? Here's his pass over the middle to 10, to the outside of the 8, maybe the 7, pushed out of bounds along the near sideline, and trying to make an extra couple of rolls. Cage Warren tries to draw a penalty, but he's not going to. The freshman receiver, it will bring up a third down 5.
Well, I think a lot of it is just that the Ravens do a great job of locking up outside with the receivers. And a lot of times, Truman Ewell's guard is not running for the sake of running. He does have a few of those quarterback design draws. But there are just times where he realizes that it's man coverage, everybody has a back turn towards you, and I can pick up 10 yards.
Billy Brooks is wide to the left side, everybody else to the right. Quarterback, a little shovel pass, and down to the 5. It's going to be first and goal at the 3-yard line. Baker moving the ball and now threatening.
That time just that quick little pop pass to the man in motion. They're going to get it all the way down near the goal line. That was Gage Warren on the reception.
So for the Ravens, Kevin Harris with the tackle. It is first and goal, Baker. Wildcats looking for the first points of the afternoon. Benedictine with a 10-0 lead. We're still early in the second quarter. Quarterback Jules Guard, single man to his left side, is going to shift out. Jules Guard's going to be alone. He's going to run this time. This is what he loves to do, and there he goes. He'll run straight ahead, puts his head down, gets close to the end zone, leans in, touchdown, Baker. Again, you could see it, Gus, we're 50 yards away, and you know what's going to happen, and yet Benedictine unable to stop the running of Truman Jules Guard. He gets the points, and Benedictine's lead is cut to 10-6 with the PAT coming up. So Jules Guard having just a phenomenal start to the game here this afternoon.
That's probably why he was co-offensive player of the year last year. He's the reigning Heart of America Athletic Conference player of the week because he had a huge week last week against Culver Stockton.
New kicker in for Baker. The left foot kicker puts it up and through, and we're going to take a timeout. Taking a break. We're at 12:27 to go in the first half. Benedictine 10, Baker 7.
stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Baker is able to drive down the field, put their first points of the afternoon on the board, and Gus, that drive was helped time and time and time and time again by Benedictine penalties. I think four or five penalties on that series.
Benedictine with a handful of penalties and some big penalties. That was a drive that started off the touchback at the 25, rolled into the from the first to the second quarter, and then cap it off with that one-yard Truman Uhlsgaard touchdown run.
Yeah, that whole series started with the questionable, was it a touchback fair catch thing? And it kind of went downhill from there for Benedict. Then the touchback on the kickoff is going to give the Ravens a ball at their own 25-yard line. So first and 10, Benedict, and 12:27 to go in the half. Ravens back on the field. They touched the ball twice today. They've scored twice today. Jackson Dooley out there to run the club. Sends a back in motion. Fires one over the middle. Wide open. Longo Fuliano with the catch. Gave him 14. Ravens will move the chains. He was wide, wide open, Gus, and made that catch in front of his defender. That's Deshaun Lewis. Deshaun the second, in fact. Another Lawrence High guy. First to 10, Benedictine at their own 39. Benedictine again very quickly back up over the football. Witherspoon is your running back. He's been in the backfield the whole time. Zimmerman will come in motion toward the middle. Handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. Needs a block. Doesn't get it. Grab from behind. It's going to be wrapped up. Pulled down Marquise Brown.
Yeah, Marquise, the big freshman out of Platte County High School with his seventh tackle of the season. They're going to say that Witherspoon, he only lost a yard. I was going to see if maybe even it's possible he got back to the line of scrimmage. So a loss of one on the play. It will bring up now a second and 11 for Benedict, and Baker continues to run that 43 defense.
Dalton, 37 yards so far today, but tell you what, last year against this team, he ran wild. Yeah, last year, what did he have, 158
yards? 158
yards
and two touchdowns.
Back to throw, Dooley over the middle and should have been picked off because the pass, I think, was for Zimmerman, who had never turned around, wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, it's Dad Metcalf, the strong safety team, diving forward, got a hand on it, but wasn't able to scoop it in. It's that time, I think you're right, it was Tanner Zimmerman running right over the middle of the field, but it never turned around by the time that Jackson Dooley released that football.
Third down, 11 for the Ravens. Clock stops off that incompletion. Benedictine taking very little time off the clock. We're still at 11:09 to go in the half.
Jackson Dooley now 5 of 9 on the afternoon with 94 yards and a touchdown.
Witherspoon's going to stay in the backfield with him. Again, Zimmerman will go motion. Back to those. Dooley. Pressure's on. Steps up. Over the middle. He's got a man, and the pass is picked off. Bad pass thrown high, and it's going to be taken away by Baker. 50-45 out of bounds on the far side. P.J. McAlpin. That time goes just a poorly thrown ball. Jackson got too much under it. And the what?
Yeah, Baker. 5 interceptions last week against Culver Stockton. Of those 5, they returned 3 of them for touchdowns, so a big interception right there.
Yeah.
And now both quarterbacks have thrown a first-half interception.
And for Baker, the momentum has shifted from the first quarter where it was all Benedictine. Second quarter, it has been all Baker. And the Wildcats, with 10:57 to go in the half, have cut the Raven lead to 3. They've got the ball well into Raven territory to begin the series at the BC 39. Very quickly, Truman Uhlsgaard. He's been running roughshod out here today. Takes a snap, keeps it himself again, goes left, cuts it upfield, somersaults inside the 35-yard line down to the 33. Gus, I always like seeing quarterbacks run because I like that durability, but with Zachary Lacombe making the tackle, sometimes I concern myself with my quarterback taking the beating.
Yeah, he's taking some big hits, and Truman at 6'1", 200 pounds, I mean, a little more of a built quarterback than some, but surprised that you don't see him going to more of the slides, especially as much as he has been running the football.
Second down, 5 at the Raven 34. QB back to throw this time. Looks right, throwing deep, had plenty of time. Wide open at the 10, at the 5, touchdown, Baker! Benedictine got the two deep coverage guys beaten, and the score to Gage Warren. And as quickly as that, the Wildcats have come from behind to take a lead.
Yeah, Ewell's guard just threw it up there as Gage Warren had run by the safety, and the second safety hadn't got back across the field quick enough. And a big touchdown strike all set up by that interception by McCallop.
See, and that shows you how quickly an offensive miscue can be capitalized on, and a team that's ahead and doing really well suddenly finds themselves behind. Seth Simpson looking for a back-to-back PAT. He's going to get it, and we're going to take a timeout. Baker's come from behind and taking the lead. We're at 10-12 to go in the opening half. Wildcats 14, Ravens 10.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaka burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Well, for Benedict and the return men, two of them at the 20-yard line and one back at the goal line. The kickoffs each time by Seth Simpson have gone well into the end zone. And he's now with here in the second quarter with the wind at his back. He has had no trouble making these kicks unreturnable. Here's the advance and here's the boot. And that one is going to, again, go out the end zone. And the Ravens are going to have it with the touchback, first and 10. Gus, the BC offense started off really hot, and since then they've gotten really cold.
Yeah, the first possession went well. The second possession, they were able to, you know, salvage a field goal out of it. But that last possession, P.J. McCallop was able to get the interception out near midfield and set Baker up with a short field, which for the Baker offense, they were kind of the opposite. They struggled in their first two possessions and then have scored touchdowns since then.
Same set, same formation, same personnel. Jackson Dooley with Dalton Weatherspoon in the backfield. First and 10, Ravens at their own 25. Now trailing 14-10. Dooley will take the snap, looks to throw, steps to the right. Now he's going to run with the ball and dance out of bounds. And what a hit, way out of bounds. Penalty marker, now there's another one. And Jackson, oh, over halfway to the track when he was taken down. You've got Gen Z Rabona, a 6-foot, 220-pound junior outside linebacker, the number two tackler for Baker, who is going to have made that stop and be guilty of that infraction.
You talk about Gen Z. Kind of took a roundabout way to get to Baker from the Congo to Highland and then getting picked up with Baker.
Personal foul. Number 47, defense, late hit out of bounds, 15 yards from the end of the run, automatic first down.
So this is kind of the script that we saw on the Baker possession. Raymond's getting called for a very similar kind of a penalty. Kept that drive alive, picked up a bunch of yards, and for Benedictine, after the run by the quarterback, the additional yardage is going to move the ball out to the BC 44-yard line. It'll be Raven first and 10 at their own 44. 10 minutes to go in the opening half. Baker with a 4-point lead at 14-10. Little almost inverted bone around the quarterback. Now motion out of it. Hand off tailback. No play action. Pass over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 45. Keeping his feet at the 40. And nicely done by Jacob Gathright as he advances to the 37-yard line. That was a big-time catch. And then a couple of moves to advance the ball. Thad Metcalf comes over to make the stop, but Ravens move the ball down to the Baker 37 first down. Now BC very quickly up over the football. The Ravens like this tempo. I think it helps them just kind of keep chugging and keep this thing going. Back to throw again is Dooley. He's going to step up, throw late downfield. Got his man. Touchdown! Ravens caught at the 2. Diving into the end zone. Jacob Gathright
and Benedictin from 37 yards out puts a TD on the board.
And then we're going to get a little celebration penalty on Gathright as he spun the ball in the end zone. But what a job right there by Jacob to just get a little separation, and Jackson Dooley threw it out there and said, go get it.
Now, here's the thing. You tell me. And maybe I'm just too soft, but as a head coach, isn't it kind of hard to get really mad at a guy who makes a great play, scores a touchdown, and, you know, celebrates a little bit? I mean, I know it hurts your team, but, man, you like to see that enthusiasm, too.
The official, I actually think they're just going to pick it up
and
wave it off, which is the right thing to do. It's not like he taunted. It's not like he spiked the ball. He just spun it in the end zone and walked away from it. So
PAT coming up by Harry Balky. And it is right through there. We're taking a break. Ravens have come right back to retake the lead. 9:20 to go in the half. Benedictine 17, Baker 14.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
We talked in the pregame. These are two of the best teams in the conference, two nationally ranked teams, so two of the best teams in the country. They're going toe-to-toe here today and just kind of slugging it out. Ravens took a lead early. Baker come back to take a lead. The Ravens have pushed down the field and taken it right back. 17-14, Benedictine. And they are set to boot it away. Cullen Bruner, their kickoff specialist, sends it on its way into the wind. A fair catch called for. Now,
I have a problem with the backside guy is the one calling the fair catch.
Can you do that?
That explains why we didn't see it the first time, right?
Is that a thing? I got to ask somebody who knows the rules.
Must be. Gabe Martin is the guy who keeps calling for the fair catch, and P.J. McAuliffe is the return man.
Yeah, and maybe just to elucidate this a little bit, the guy catching the ball, fielding the kick, is not calling for a fair catch, but the other guy who's back for the return, who's half a field away, is waving the fair catch for the other guy who's catching the ball.
Yeah, so they're both set up on the hash marks, right? So let's say the guy on the right hash mark is catching the ball. The guy on the left hash mark is the one calling for the fair catch. Very interesting, but here we go at 9:20 to play here in the first half.
And here's Jules Guard going to keep the ball on first down. And the Ravens are probably going to start figuring this out as Blomquist makes the tackle, but only a one-yard gain for Jules Guard. That is probably his shortest gain so far this afternoon. At the 26-yard line, second down, 9, Baker. Receiver to the near side, Adrian Seals out of Eudora. Cardinals, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, second down. QB's back, looking straight downfield. Now throws a short pass coming out of the backfield. It's going to be caught by Chauncey. And Andrews will pick up about 5. Where are they going to mark it? Yeah, 31-yard line. Gain of about 5. Abram Phillips for BC with that stop. Third down, 4 now. So the Benedictine defense doing a nice job forcing Baker to look at a third down and 4 calls. We get close to 8 minutes to play in the opening half. Ravens with a 3-point lead. Receivers 2 each way.
Baker 2-3 today on third downs.
Andrews, the only running back in the backfield, a 5'10", 195 junior out of Tulsa. Back to throw again. Jules Guard going left, has his man, and is way short. That ball lands several yards short of the intended receiver. He just short-armed that thing, that's all.
Yeah, he was looking over to the right sideline. He was looking for Billy Brooks, and Brooks is a guy, 2 receptions, 9 yards last week. He had run proper route, right? Like, needed 3, ran a 5-yard route, but the problem was Julesgaard threw it about 2.5 yards downfield. So, we're going to see
Jayshon back to return this punt, and a big win behind the punter, Dayton Smoot.
Ravens are coming after this kicker. I mean, they've got 10 guys ready to go at the line of scrimmage Benedictine has. Todd at his own 25-yard line. Snap is back, and now they're going to drop back and try to cover it. And that kick is a monster. Jayshon is going to field it at the 17. Goes outside of the 20. Head down at the 25 and moves toward to the 29 as a marker comes down from way back near midfield. Again, you expect it to be some kind of a blocking penalty against the return team. Let's give the officials a listen here. 7:40 to go in the first half. All the games around the Heart of America Conference this afternoon are 1 o'clock games. So for the first time this year, everybody's got the same starting time. That will not happen again next week, or maybe the rest of the year.
Yes. So the official taking lots of time, and we're going to get our media timeout.
Okay. We're going to take it. Joseph, timeout on the field at the 7:43 mark of the first half. The score, Benedictine 17, Baker 14.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Oh, on a beautiful sunlit Saturday afternoon in late September. College football this afternoon on Care Radio, and we're so happy to have you joining us. 7:43 to play in the opening half in this Heart of America Athletic Conference game, the game of the week between two nationally ranked teams with long and strong histories. The Ravens right now in front at 17-14, but Gus, that's not going to be the final score, just in case you're wondering.
No, I mean, we've got a lot of scoring left. It's those four that have been in formation all week.
Oh, I keep seeing them flying around.
Just made a nice heading towards north-northwest.
There you go. Well, that'll do it. Okay, here we go. Coming out of the media timeout, Benedictine with the football first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. A 3-point BC lead. Jackson Dooley takes the snap. Jet sweep, left side. There they go at the 30, 5, 40, and bumped out of bounds along the near side right at the 45-yard line. That was a nice little run for Benedictine by Jacob Gathright and kicked out on the near side by, is that Deshaun over there?
Yep, Deshaun Lewis.
So the Ravens will, again, they bring the play in from the near sideline. They do kind of telegraph in, but they're also going to run in a switch out receivers. LeBron will come out, and Ravens are going to rotate a different guy back in. On his first and 10 call, Benedictine at its own 43. Jayshon Todd goes to the right side. Quarterback setting up a screen, and the pass going to be slammed to the ground. Right, it's going to be batted down by Dylan Gillespie. So Gillespie slaps it down, and these guys are high school teammates, Gus. Dylan Gillespie, Jackson Dooley, both played together at Lawrence High. So did Truman Jules Garden, a bunch of guys in that Baker team off that Chesty Lions High School club.
Well, that's why you saw Gillespie after he bats up all the day. To the ground, he reaches up and pats Jackson on the helmet and says, you know better than that.
You can't get away with that. I've known you for 20 years. Second down, 10, Benedictine. Hand off, Witherspoon gets hit with the ankle, gets his balance back, and is able to move forward and get 5 out of what looked like it was going to be nothing. Third down, 5, Ravens at their own 47. And, yeah, if you're wondering, you're enjoying college football this afternoon on Care Radio. That is KAIRFM Horton Atchison. Third down for Benedictine, just short of midfield at their own 48-yard line. Third down, 5. Kansas State dispatching Oklahoma State right now. Gus, 11 minutes to go in the game, 42-13. I expected it to be a little closer. Ravens right side. The pass is going to be batted away and nicely defended on the far side by Cameron Porter. And that's a couple of times now. Dooley's passes have been slapped away. That time he was trying to get it over there to Matt Sanford in front of the Wildcat sideline. It'll be knocked away and incomplete, and the Ravens will be forced to punt the football away. And here comes Colin Bruner.
The Ravens like Matthew Sanford at 6'4" and Cameron Porter at 5'9". They got to like that matchup. And now we're going to see into punt. Colin Bruner looking to try to drop one inside the 20. He's done that five times this season.
P.J. McCallum at his own 10-yard line for the Wildcats for the return. This kick into the wind is going to be high side spinning. That is not a pretty kick, and that was a terrible effort by Colin. He knows it, puts his hands on each side of his head, and that will be his worst punt this season. He is a much better kicker than that. And
yeah,
for Baker, a real break with field position here. That is a
13-yard punt.
Yeah. It is first and 10, Wildcats, and they're going to have it up at their own 39-yard line, 6:10 to go.
It's more like
first half.
It's more like the average for the Baker punter. Smoot is averaging 22 yards a punt this season.
Austin Tabers, your wide receiver to the left side, the number one receiver for this team. We have not heard much out of him today. Jules Gard is back to throw, steps up, and now he's got tons of daylight. He's going to run with it. Goes into the middle and weaves his way forward before being swarmed over by the Ravens, having picked up a first down across midfield. He's at the Benedictine 45, 46-yard line, picked up 15. And as he climbs to his feet, kind of readjust his hat a little bit, and Sherman Jules Gard, see, this is... It's like the baseball play when the umpire stops and gets out his little whisk broom and brushes off home plate and kind of walks around a little bit. Jules Gard kind of walks away from the huddle, adjusts his helmet, just kind of taking that moment to gather himself before bringing his team to the line of scrimmage, first down 10. And this time, wraparound handoff is going to go into the left side of the line, right off guard, and gain 8 yards. Abram Phillips sees to it that Chauncey Andrews gets no more than one. Second and 9, Wildcats. Now 5:10 to go in the half. This will be Baker's last possession of the half, probably.
It'll be their sixth possession of the half, for sure. And now, if you remember way back to the start of the ballgame, Baker won the toss. They elected to take the football. So Benedictine will get the ball also to start the second half.
BC expected the ball to go into the air. He's going to take Jared Heron out, bring in an additional defensive back on his second down 7 call. And back to throws, Jules Gard goes right side. Picked off by the Ravens at the 40, at the 50. Can they catch him? At the 30. They cannot. Look at Isaiah Haston at the 10. Touchdown, Ravens. Isaiah Haston out of San Diego, California. A marker litters the field around the 35-yard line. What a INT.
That was an impressive catch, right? Like, he just reached out there and stole that ball out front of the wide receiver, and now the officials keep looking back here at it. I'm wondering if that's an after-the-touchdown type penalty. Sideline warning against the Ravens. Touchdown is good, and let's get ready for the PAT.
Count the points for Benedictine, and the Ravens stretch their lead to 23-14. Looking for the PAT. Yeah, see, the thing is, after Isaiah with the pick, he's running up the near sideline in front of the Raven bench, and his teammates going wild.
How about that? For Benedictine, their fourth pick six of the season, and we are in game 5.
And now the Ravens are confused. They don't have the kick point team. They can't even find the guys. They're looking at the sideline. Coach says, would somebody just please go out on the field, okay? Who's going out there? I don't even know this guy.
Racing out onto the field is going to be, Madrid is on the field. And that's because the defense is over here talking, and
So the Ravens are going to get penalized here. They're going to have to go back. The PAT is going to be a little longer because they had nobody ready. And now the guy who is supposed to be out there is trying to go back out. Coach says, you've missed your chance, young man. Just pull up a chair.
Instead, you're going to bring your right guard in at 6'3", 285. He knows how to block.
Sure, he can block.
You know.
He'll be just fine here. And it's going to be a little longer PAT for Benedictine. It is down, it is up, and, of course, it is good. Taking a break, Joseph, the Ravens on the pick six stretch of lead. It's 4:36 to play in the opening half. It is now Benedictine 24, Baker 14.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Back with you here on Family Weekend on a Benedictine College campus. The crowd, it's SRO here at Wilcox Stadium. And they are, well, two-thirds of them are really, really happy right now as Benedictine has retaken a double-digit lead at 24-14. The BC kick is away and will be fielded at the 8. No fair catch call there. And at the 20, cutting back into the middle, 25, going all the way across the field. All kinds of blocks in the back, and the tackle's going to be made back at the 22. Kick return guy thought he was going to be able to get around the edge, and so he backtracked a little bit, trying to get outside. It didn't work, and in the process of that, you know how easy it is for a blocker to find the defender getting on the wrong side of him and making an illegal block, and that's what will have transpired here. So for Baker, it will be poor field position to begin this series. And a moment ago, Gus, I'm big enough to admit when I was wrong. Official's microphone's not working. Anyway, it is a illegal block by Baker on the return. I had said a moment ago that I thought that would be the last possession for Baker of the half. I was wrong. This may be the last possession for Baker of the half. Now, when you intercept and run back a pick six, that's a is that a possession, probably? It doesn't count as a possession?
No, it'll count as a Baker possession. Doesn't count as you.
Yeah, well, but you possessed it long enough to run it back. Wildcats first and 10 at the 12. Straight ahead to the 14. Boy, that was a hard run into the middle and absolutely running into a wall. First defender in for the Ravens is going to be Gus, your guy, Zachary Lacombe. Out of Rouse High School in Round Rock, Texas. Second down at about 7. They pushed the ball out now to their own 15-yard line, Baker has. Baker, number 17 in the nation. Benedictine, number 13 in the national poll. Second down, 7 from deep in their own end. Quarterback Jules Garden is going to be back to throw. Drops back to his 5. Now steps right, being pursued out of the pocket. Steps up and throws the ball. And, oh, that was a very nice catch on the near sideline. That was Trey Rucker over here who made that grab, the redshirt freshman for Benedictine over on their sideline in the bench.
He said, see, put me in.
Got the good hands. Incompletion is now 3rd and 7. When you have a quarterback as good as Truman Julesgaard, and he's got that much time and still cannot find an open receiver, how good a job is your secondary doing? It is a 3rd down call from their own 15-yard line for the Wildcats. 3rd down, 7. Julesgaard back to throw again. Pulls it back, starts to throw. Now pulls it back down. Now on a run, puts a pass on its way. And is it caught?
Doesn't matter. It's coming back.
Was that a hold back there?
Yeah. And you look over there as Andrew Williams throws his hands up, but Heath Baker was either going to get a good hit on Julesgaard or you were going to reach out and try to hook him.
It hasn't been working. Let's see if it's better now. No.
Okay. Well, so I'll tell you what it was. It was holding 65 offense. Penalty's going to be, half the distance to the goal, right?
Yes. So the line of scrimmage was the 15. That's going to take her back just outside the 7.
7.5.
Yeah. And so for the Wildcats now, it'll bring up a 3rd down and long. I'm going to call it about 14, 13 yards to go for Baker. Clock running along here. We're in the late going of the opening half. 3:23 to go before intermission. Julesgaard standing at his own 1 yard line, takes the snap, steps back, and now, as he does so often, he's going to keep it himself, runs upfield and pushed out of bounds at the 16 yard line, bumped out on the near side to Baker, fans clamoring for a late hit, but that's not going to get called here. Trey Williams with the stop for BC. And Wildcats are going to be forced to punt it away and for the return for the Ravens. Well, we're going to get
Jayshon.
Number one, Jayshon Todd. He'll be at the Raven 40-yard line. So even with the wind behind him, because punter Dayton Smoot is going to give the Ravens a pretty good field position. Smoot standing in his own 2 to kick this away. Long count, snap is very low. He'll take it off a skip, actually. That's a low line drive thing. It'll bounce and bounce and bounce. And Jayshon says, you know what, I just got to get away from it. That's going to
he really wanted it, too.
That's going to become a phenomenal kick down to the 25-yard line. So that's like a 60-plus yard punt.
Yeah, and that's one of those plays that I think that if you ask the Raven coaching staff, they're like, yeah, maybe we should have gone after the punter because that ball skidded back to the punter. Then he just picked it up and kind of sidewind kicks it down the field. It hits, bounds, rolls away from Jayshon, and a really nice punt all the way down, as you called it, to the 26. Benedictine will have the ball 2.5 minutes. They have 4 timeouts remaining. You say, how do you have 4 timeouts? They're going to have 3 plus the 2-minute break.
2-minute break, and here comes the Raven offense from the 26. Right side, Jayshon Todd pulls up. Straight ahead run and getting a couple of yards, but short of the 30-yard line is going to go Dalton Witherspoon. Second down, 8. Coming up at halftime, we'd love to talk to Benedictine athletes. And this week, we're going to visit with Tanner Zimmerman. Gus, you know I call him TZ, but I've never asked him if he's okay with that. At halftime, I'm gonna. We'll see. We'll see if he like yells at me or if he gives us a thumbs up on that. 2:10. Left.
Be careful. He's a lot bigger than you.
He is a big man. 6'5", about 240, 45. Here's a pass over to the left flat, and immediately after having caught it, Tyler Watson is going to be wrapped up and dropped maybe the gain of a yard, and we will be at the 2-minute warning. 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all season.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
It looks like we've lost Tom and Gus for a moment. They should be calling back in just a moment. Let's go ahead and take a look real quick around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. We've got Grandview leading Culver Stockton 31-0 at the end of the second. William Penn is trailing Graceland with 6 minutes and 53 seconds left in the second. Graceland is sitting at 21 points to William Penn 7. Central Methodist is trailing Missouri Valley. Missouri Valley has 3 times the score of Central Methodist at 21-7. Peru State is sitting at 21 points to Clark's 3. Mid-America Nazarene is leading St. Ambrose 28-0. And in the Missouri Baptist William Woods game, it is Missouri Baptist all the way right now at 52 points to William Woods 7. I'll be back in just a moment, hopefully, with Tom and Gus Kautz.
In Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Turn to Wilcox Stadium. Benedictine getting a pass to win. Look at him racing down the right sideline. 50, 40, 30. Down close to the 20-yard line. And now very slow to get up. The official's going to ask a trainer to come over and look at the receiver on that play. But that was a 30-plus yard catch and carry. And the Ravens now, with a minute 35 to go in the opening half, are in business down near the Baker 20-yard line.
At that time, they just flared out to the right side.
Shoot, it sounds like we've lost them again for a moment. I'm going to take a real quick break. Oh, here they are again. Let's see if we can just reconnect real quick.
Welcome back here to Wilcox Stadium. It's Benedictine with a nice pass play down the right sideline. Got to go inside the 25 and down close to the 20-yard line where Raven player is a little slow. We're down a minute 35 to play in the first half. Benedictine in front, 24-14. Gus, for the Ravens, a late here first half score would be a big stepping stone, as you mentioned earlier, then going into the second half where they will get the ball to begin this half.
Yeah, this would be a huge opportunity to. So right now you're up 10. You've got a shot to add on. On that play, who was Dalton Witherspoon, able to get up and jog across the field under his own power. And so now for the Ravens, they're going to be looking at a new running back this afternoon, Robbie Sharp.
Going to have Robbie Sharp, the St. Pius X high school guy out of Kansas City, Missouri, first and 10 BC at the 23. Robbie going to get the handoff. He'll cut right side inside the 20, down to the 15, 8-yard. 5'8", 170, and he's tackled by Lee Marshall. Second down and a couple for Benedictine with a minute 15 to play. As the first half winding down, Ravens up by 10, looking to see if they can add a little bit to that. Sharp is going to be on the left side of Jackson Dooley on his second down and short call. Long count Jackson. Now he's going to take a look, take a snap, play action over the middle, picked off. Jackson Dooley throws it right into the arms of the defender. And Zach Kramer with the interception on a poorly thrown ball, well behind Zimmerman, the intended receiver.
So for Baker, that'll be their second interception of the day. As Jackson Dooley, we talked about it, just kind of telegraphed that pass over the middle. And so for Baker, they're going to be able to dodge one right here with 57 seconds left in the first half.
So Benedictine really losing a golden opportunity to stretch their lead and gives the ball back to the Wildcats just inside a minute to play in the half. Baker, 93 yards from the end zone. They got the wind at the back, and if you're Baker, how do you approach this, Gus? Do you go back at this, like, aggressively?
You've only got one timeout. You probably can't be overly aggressive. You could have a huge wind to your back, but just only one timeout.
And they're going to have a little wraparound handoff, running back straight ahead, gets to the 10. So a 3-yard carry into the teeth of the defensive front. So, yeah, they're not going to be particularly aggressive here.
You know, I'm a little surprised about. I'm a little surprised that the Ravens aren't going to hold in all three timeouts.
Be a little more aggressive, yeah.
Try to go in there and at least force a fourth down and try to block a punt, possibly. Instead, I think both these teams are going to be okay trying to get to the locker room.
Second down, 7 at their own 10. this could be the final play of the half. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. He's going to dive in the middle, get a yard, and it's halftime. We'll be back summarizing the opening half for you. Wilcox Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. The teams all head to the locker room where it's Benedictine 24, Baker 14.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes. 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
So glad to have you along with us here for Benedictine football on a Saturday afternoon, late September, where on family weekend, the Ravens at intermission lead Baker 24-14. Gus, there's been kind of a game of runs. The Ravens racing out, taking a bit of a lead. Baker comes back. They take a lead. And then the Ravens with the final score of the half and missing a chance to add one more on late. But the Ravens with the last score of the half take a lead in at the break.
Yeah, especially on that last possession, you're going to look back and you're going to say, okay, even if I don't score a touchdown, I am in field goal range for a kicker who has been great this season. I mean, Harry Balke is 4 of 5 on the season, has already hit one more today. So now he is, 5 of 6, having connected from 47. So, again, as the Ravens, you're probably a little upset about that. But all in all, you've got to be happy with that you were ahead by 10, you found yourself trailing by 4, then you pushed this thing back up to a 10-point lead. So for the Ravens, so many things to go to the locker room and talk about. But I think for me, there's one thing that really stands out in the first half. That's going to be the amount of penalties the Ravens had. 5 penalties for 56 yards in
you
the first half.
Work. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a number that I'm sure the coach is going to be talking to his team about at halftime. A lot as the season has worn on, because This is not the first time they've had, quite a few penalty yards. Now, that said, what Benedict and I don't think have had is a ton of rushing yards. 56 rushing yards as a team in the first half for Benedict. And Witherspoon, 11 for 45. Gathright, 1 for 14. Robbie, 1 for 7. Jackson Dewey, though, 10 of 18 passing, another 198 yards. And coming into the game today, Benedict has been a team that has been among the national leaders in throwing the football, and in fact, second in the NAIA, 1,343 yards, averaging 335 yards per game passing the football. And you know what? They're well on par for that right now, with 198 at halftime.
Take a look at these two quarterbacks in the first half. Truman Uhlsgaard, 6 of 12 passing for 65 yards, 1 touchdown, 2. Jackson was 10 of 18 for 198, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Uhlsgaard ran the ball 12 times for 77 yards and a touchdown. Witherspoon, 11 carries for 45 yards with a long of 12 today. So leading receiver for Benedictine is Jake Gathright with 3 catches for 68 yards and a touchdown.
Jay Rutt, both teams have gone to the locker room. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back. Second half coming up live. It'll be a good one. Stay with us. But right now, the score here in Atchison, Kansas, Benedictine 24, Baker 14. Back to go to Joseph at Akira Sports Studio. He's got you halftime.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Gear Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free please.
I'm good.
All right, we're going to dive in. Have fun with this.
Sounds good, I'm ready.
All right. Visiting with Tanner Zimmerman, and tight end for the Benedictine Raven football team. Tanner, it's good to talk to you, man. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is awesome.
We've got to start off with the Tanner Zimmerman biography. Tell us where you're from, a little bit about home.
Well, home for me looks a little bit different than most people. Where I tell people I'm from is I'm from Boise, Idaho, but I graduated high school in Olathe, Kansas. So my dad works for the railroad, so we move all over all the time. But what I call home is over in Idaho.
So that's where you spent, like, your youngest years, you know, you're starting into grade school and stuff?
Yep. Yep.
And how old were you when you found your way to Kansas?
When I went to Kansas, I was a freshman in high school.
Okay. So now, at home, brothers, sisters, little siblings, stuff like that?
Yeah, I got four younger brothers.
Younger brothers, okay. Are they football guys?
No, none of them are football guys, just me.
You're the only football guy. Did they play anything else, like soccer or baseball, any of that?
Yeah. So one of my little brothers is a freshman here at Benedictine, and he was big into, like, track and field. And another one plays lacrosse over in Idaho. And then the other two are 6 years old, so they haven't figured out what they're going to do yet. But
okay. So you're big brother to these little guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But the really good news is that close to home, it's a great chance they get to come up and, like, get to watch you play a lot.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. When and they'll be here for family weekend, too, and everything, so it's always good to do.
All right, let's talk the important stuff. How about academics? What's your field of study?
Right now I am majoring in exercise science with a specialization in coaching.
Okay, so 5 years from now, where do I find Tanner Zimmerman?
Ooh, I don't even know where I'd find Tanner Zimmerman 5 years from now. Hopefully, you know, coaching somewhere. That'd be pretty awesome. That's kind of what I'm looking for.
So you're looking for maybe a little high school teaching, coaching gig someplace?
Yeah. No, as of right now, that's kind of the plan.
Okay.
Some high school football.
Well, let's talk high school football. Tell me about your high school team. Where'd you play and how good were you?
So in high school, like I said, I graduated in Olathe, Kansas. I played at Olathe West. I was a wide receiver there. And then I moved to tight end when I got there. I mean, our team was pretty good. We went to the middle of the playoffs relatively every year that I was there. So, nothing crazy, but, I mean, I had a lot of fun doing it.
Do you have any of your old high school teammates who are also playing Saturdays anywhere? Somebody we might have heard of or know about?
Yeah, there's two of them. So, one of them is, one goes to Mizzou, running back. His name's Anthony Favreau. And he graduated when I graduated. And there's a guy, a year older than me, he plays corner, his name's Grant Finley, so I played with both of them, and they're the other two people that went on to play football outside of high school.
Okay, so you go from Olathe to Benedictine. Tell me how the recruiting process was. Who's the guy who recruited you, and a little bit about how you picked Benedictine?
Well, Benedictine was my only offer to play football after high school, and it's always been my goal to play college football. So it kind of came down to whether or not I wanted to continue playing football or wanted to leave it after high school, and I fell in love with Benedictine. when I went on the visit, and Coach Cook was the main recruiter for me, and then Coach Leonard, who was my tight end coach at the time, now coach of the O-line, was also a big part of it. And I just felt the campus and the team and the school, so it was a pretty easy decision to come here and play.
So you get to Benedictine, now you've been here for a minute. Has it been what you thought it would be? Is it harder, easier, different somehow, or is it kind of what you'd hoped you were looking for?
Honestly, it's been more than what I thought it was going to be. I didn't know I was going to love this place as much as I love Benedictine. Like, I am so grateful and thankful for the opportunity to be here. And, I mean, classes are not always the easiest, but, you know, I mean, you get through it. But, no, Benedictine has been more than I could have asked for sure.
Okay, I've got to kind of give a little confession here to you during the course of the ball games. I call you TZ. Is that okay, or do I need to quit doing that?
Oh, no, that's awesome. Okay. I get TZ a lot. I like it.
Okay. And are you? Have you always been a single-digit number guy?
No, this is – so it started last year. Up until I was number four, like throughout pretty much my whole life, I've always been 14. And then I got here, and it's funny because 14 wasn't available when I got here. So Coach Leonard gave me 86, and his reasoning for that was 8 plus 6 equals 14.
He's a math genius.
Yeah, and then after that, 14 became available, and then somebody else wanted it, so he gave me the number 4. And I loved it. And now that I'm number 4, I wouldn't go back.
Oh, no. Four suits you, man. I think that's the best thing ever. Tell me a little bit, as we're talking to Tanner Zimmerman here, Benedictine football player. Tanner, what do you do hobbies-wise? I mean, do you, anything that you do, like, as a hobby, kind of a fun thing?
Yeah, so outside of football, I love to play golf, quite the golf guy. I enjoy, you know, normal college boy things like video games. I'll play poker with my friends, just chill out, watch football, pretty normal stuff.
Well, okay, your best video game, is there one that you, like, I don't dare challenge you at because you're just going to kick me around?
I can't really say that there is one. I'm not the best video game player. I wish I was, but no, I usually lose.
Well, I'll tell you, I got another question. What's something that we wouldn't guess about you? Do you have like a hidden talent? Are you a musician? Do you plays? Are you a singer? I mean, is there something about you that we would not guess?
None of those. I mean, one thing I've told people before is when I was growing up, I used to rodeo a lot. So that's kind of a thing most people don't know about me.
That is awesome. So what did you do? What were you? You were riding horses? Were you roping? Tell me about it.
So it started when I was younger, and my dad rodeoed in college. So I started out doing the normal stuff like riding sheep, and then you grow older, get taller, and then I eventually got too tall to ride years and bulls, so then I just ride horses whenever I can.
So you started off mutton busting.
Yep.
That's fantastic. I love it. And were you out when you lived in Idaho? I mean, did you have like horses and stuff around? I mean, was that just kind of a thing that you were around a lot, probably?
Yeah, so my grandparents owned a farm, and they had cattle and all that other stuff, so I was pretty introduced to the farm life and the rodeo life, and it was awesome. So it kind of just was where I grew up and how I grew up kind of deal.
Let's talk about some of your teammates. Who's like the guy that you hang around with, funniest guy that, you know, if you're going to go out somewhere, this is the guy that's going to be like lots of fun. Crack you up all night.
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
Usually every team's got, you know, that guy who's, you know, just kind of a riot to hang out with.
Yeah, no.
Maybe it's you.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
It'd probably be Court Madison.
Okay. I love Court. You're a great guy. All right.
Got it.
Here we go. Let's say that it's summertime, you're out of school, and you're back in Idaho, and I'm like on vacation, and I bump into you back there. What are we going to do? Where are you going to take me? You know, what's kind of a, what do you do there? What would we do just like hanging out sometime?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Or even in Olathe, where would we go? Favorite places, something to do, bowling, Top Golf. I mean, what are we going to do that night?
I mean, I play pickleball a lot when I go back home.
Really?
Fun one. Yeah, pickleball's pretty fun. I just try and do active stuff.
Got a favorite restaurant? Where are we going to go eat? Because if you look at me, man, you could tell I love a meal.
Favorite restaurant? You know, I like Chili's.
Okay.
Chili's is really good.
What are we going to have? Pasta?
I'm going to get a burger.
All right, there you go. Get some beef going on here.
Heck yeah.
Okay. Here's maybe the hardest question I'm going to ask you, so get ready for this. Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. Which is it?
I'm going to have to go Spider-Man with that one.
Okay. Any good reason or just because you like him?
I'm more of a Marvel guy.
I see. That'll do it.
Yeah. I think Spider-Man's pretty cool.
Yeah. Last question. Young guy coming up from your high school, thinking about playing college. What are you going to give him any advice? What are you going to tell him when he comes to you?
Just buy in to the program and learn to love it, because there's things that's going to be a lot different than what you're used to. But everyone that's here has gone through it, and I would just say do the best you can to buy in. Get to know your teammates, because your teammates is the guy or the guys you're going to spend the next 4 years of your life with every day. So if you can learn to love those guys, you're going to have a pretty good time.
Sounds like a deal. TZ, Tanner Zimmerman, appreciate your time, man. Best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you. This is pretty cool.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive-through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football, Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better. We now return to Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half coverage of Benedictine Raven football.
Welcome to Wilcox Stadium. You're on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting ready to go to the second half of this afternoon's football game in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Benedictine, Baker, Ravens in front at the break, 24-14. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's the guy back in the Care Radio Sports Studios doing the production, the engineering, making it all happen. And Joseph, can't do it without you, my friend. Thank you so much. Gus Couch with me here in the booth. Cora just doing a little supervisory overseeing work, and she's doing a nice job of that. Tom Couch with me here as the two teams are coming back on the field and going through a little pre-second half warm-ups. And Gus, you go to the locker room if you were, you know, that little mouse in the corner.
If you're on Baker's sideline, the locker room coach has got to be, you know, guys, we cleaned it up a little bit. We're in pretty good shape. The Ravens locker room, I think you would hear, guys, if we cleaned up a little bit, we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, right. Both teams turned over the ball twice in the first half, and I think that's where both teams are going to say, hey, it went back to our Dairy Queen grill and chill keys to the game. I said for the Raven offense to be good, they're going to have to limit turnovers against Baker, and the defense is going to have to take the ball away. That was something that they did not do last Saturday afternoon in Davenport. That's something they've done twice today and already taken one of those back to the house. Is Benedictine with, what, now their fourth house call on defense already this season, and we're five games in. So, again, the defense right now looking good. The offense, you're going to look back to that drive right before half where you had the ball driving deep and then you throw the interception over the middle. And so Zach Kramer able to take that one away for Baker. For Benedictine, if you could have scored anything on that, all of a sudden, now you push yourself up to, you know, up two scores with the ball to start the second half, and you really put Baker in a corner. Instead, you let a little off the gas, which you're still okay going here into the second half. Leading by 10.
Here's the thing. These two teams score points, and Baker has been held to a half-game low here in the first half today. So far this season, Baker has scored 52, 43, and 61 in their first three games. Benedictine, 48, 45, 28 in their game with Grandview, and then last week, 45 again. So, you know, for the Ravens, you get to 40, it's a dub. And for Baker, well, they've been in the 40s and 50s and 60s already this year. Typical, a lot of points. So the Raven defense has done a splendid job.
Yeah, the Raven defense has done a great job so far here in this ballgame. But you start looking at that Baker schedule. I mean, to this point, their wins have come against St. Ambrose and Baldwin, at William Penn, 43-21, and they beat Culver Stockton in Baldwin last week, 61-7. So the schedule kind of shakes out well for them, where two of their first three games are at home. They're going to be home four of their first six.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
We're going to try to reconnect to Tom and Gus Counts. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco! Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium. Here's the Ravens. A couple of plays into their first series of the second half, move the ball out beyond the 25-yard line up to the 26. It'll bring up a third down and about three. Good to have you along here this afternoon. Minute into the second half, Ravens taking the kickoff to begin the third quarter, and they're at their own 26-yard line, third down, three. Got to get this thing up to the 29. Quarterback Jackson Dooley having a pretty good afternoon. looks over to the near sideline, and the Ravens are going to change things up. They don't like something they've seen enough. Dooley's back to throw, looks right, throws right, nearly picked off, should have been picked off. That should have been a pick six, Gus.
That time over there in coverage is going to be, was it Malvo? Alicia Malvo, the sophomore out of Owosso, Oklahoma, had two hands on it. And for the Ravens, lucky to be able to bring out Mr. Bruner to punt the football away.
So Jackson Dooley, 11-19, now 11-20, throwing the ball. Two TDs, two INTs, and that could have been the third right there. So the Ravens dodged that bullet. But Baker's going to get their football to begin their first possession of the second half with pretty good field position. The boot away into the wind is going to be, again, very short. Bruner having a hard time kicking today. Bounces at 40. Nice Raven bounce, 35, and down 34-yard line. First and 10, Baker. So Bruner's struggling a little bit with the punting game here today.
I think a lot of that one, especially, you know, kicking into that 14-mile-per-hour wind. You're trying to hang it up in a day like today, it doesn't feel like it's windy. But once you get that ball up over this little bit of a berm on the north end, that's where the wind is just screaming through there.
Here comes the Wildcat offense. It's first and 10. And Truman Julesgaard. 6 of 12 passing, 65 yards, but he's run for 77. Hands-off running back. He'll go straight up the middle. And here's what Baker does. They're going to pick up 5 to the 40-yard line on this in the hands of Chauncey Andrews. But that's what they do is nothing fancy. They don't do anything, you know, really, really tricky, nothing highly deceptive. They go straight ahead. I mean, they go toward the goal line. Chauncey Andrews is not a big guy, 5'10", buck 95, but he will go straight upfield. And last week, 9 carries for 82. So far today, what? He's only got 2 carries for 5, but he picks up 6 right there. Now the quarterback's going to keep it. He'll go straight ahead, bounce outside, get a couple of more yards. Coming up just short of the first down, sticks Blue Kaplinger. That might be Blue's first stop of the day.
Jerry Heron is going to check into the ballgame along with Dominic Stone King looking at this 3rd and 1. And I'm a little surprised that the Ravens are going to bring in some defensive backs on a 3rd and short call where I don't think that ball's leaving the hands of Truman Julesgaard.
No, Julesgaard's going to carry this thing, go straight ahead. And Baker's going to shift in and out. They're going to take Chauncey Andrews out and bring in a wide receiver. So that's interesting. They're going to bring Austin Tabor into the game out of DeSoto, Kansas. Their team's number one receiver checks in, 3rd down 1. At their own 44, and the quarterback is going to be a QB draw, just like you expected. And the Ravens sniffed it out, dropping for the loss of a yard. 4th down 2, Heath Baker. If you want to stop a guy from running the ball, what you do is you tell Heath, tackle that guy, because that's what's going to happen.
And now if I'm the Ravens, I don't care if Baker sends out a punter. I still go back in a safe return right here, expecting Baker to maybe even fake this to start the second half.
They will send a return man back at Jayshon Todd. But, yeah, you've got to respect that this could easily be faked. If I'm Baker, I fake this probably.
Yeah.
Early in the second half, you want to get a little momentum here. It's 4th down 2.
Your defense has been playing well enough.
Yeah. Snap is back, and there's the kick. That's a nice kick. It turns over and will bound at the 4, hit 5 yards deep and out the back.
Again, punters, I think, are struggling a little bit to understand the wind because on the field, probably very minimal. But you got to look out there at the trees on the south end, the trees by the Abbey, and especially the flags up there on the hill.
So the Raven offense will come out for the second time in the second half. We're at 11:18 to go. So each team's out of possession. Neither team has taken much time. Neither team has put any yards on the board. And so far, I think these clubs are kind of swimming around trying to find their offense here in the second half. 1st and 10, Benedict at his own 20. Long count, hand off Witherspoon. Goes right, head down, gets 5 as he just sprints to the outside, takes it to the numbers where he's going to be swarmed over, but 5-yard gain on the first down, and again, it's Gen Z over there with the stop for the Wildcats. And you also have to remember these are two very good teams. Benedictine and Baker both in the national polls. Benedictine 13, Baker, depending on the polls, 16 or 17. 2nd down 5, BC at his own 25. Speaking of TZ, TZ's in a ballgame now. Shimmerman goes to the right side for Benedictine. Back to throw, quarterback lobs one down the right side, and it's going to be picked off. Should have been picked off. It's incomplete. And, man, looking for Gathright, because Cameron Porter had a perfect track on it and just didn't hang on. And,
yeah.
Again, Dooley throwing up some very high-risk passes.
Porter ran back there like he was just going to center field that ball, and somehow it just kind of went through his hands and incomplete. Raven's going to take some time looking over here at the near sideline for this 3rd and 5 call.
I got a question for you after this play to which you don't know the answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway. 3rd down 5. I'm going to ask you for speculation. Zimmerman will go to the right side. The pitch will go outside, and Witherspoon will get to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be 4th down and 5 again. It's Elijah Malvo, the defensive end with a stop, and the Ravens have been toothless offensively here in the second half. Does the Jackson Dooley feel extra pressure playing this team?
No.
No? Okay. Because now we got a player for Benedictine at the point of tackle down. Because
you've talked to Jackson in the sense of, I mean, Baker didn't even talk to him. So, I mean, that's why I don't think there's any extra pressure. It's not like you chose one over the other. It's, you know, well, one of these schools didn't seem interested, so you had to beat them last year. You look to beat them this year. I mean, I get it that at the end of the day, you might say, man, I have a little more juice that I want to beat them, but I don't think there's any pressure there.
They tend to a Raven player, slow to get up on the far sideline, and again, it's Parents Weekend. Well, it used to be Parents Weekend. Now it's Family. Family Weekend. More than just the parents. We're going to get the entire family involved, and certainly they have here at BC. Now,
again,
Witherspoon for the second time.
He had the same kind of thing right before half. He had to be helped up off the field as that was down here at the 20, and now he's going to get up with a little help from the trainers. But then, again, jogs himself off the field, and he'll come over here to the near side training area and get looked over.
So how many times has that happened in the course of a day? We've seen players have their helmets taken away before. 4th down for Benedictine, and again, Bruner to punt. This one is going to be high. The wind kills it. It'll bounce at the 40, take a huge Baker bounce up to the 45, 46-yard line, and Bruner's punting day continues to spiral.
And that thing hit, and then he, lost about 9 yards on the bounce. Going to come back towards midfield, and they're going to mark it down. Oh, wow. You're going to get a much better spot than I thought. I thought they were going to mark it out at the 49. Instead, they're going to actually back it up to the 46-yard line.
So that said, it'll be Wildcat football 1st and 10. And these two teams unable to generate any offense. But what's happening? Oh, thank you, Corlew. What is happening is with the repeated exchange of the football, Baker is slowly, slowly gaining ground on the exchange. Here's a handoff into the middle of the line to Chauncey Andrews for 3 or 4 yards where Fabian Njika makes the 13th tackle of the year.
Good to see Fabian back in there. Looks refreshed.
Yeah, Fabian. getting back out on the field here in the second half. At the 50-yard line, 2nd down, half a dozen Wildcats.
So 3 possessions into the second half, 2 by Benedictine, 1 by Baker. Do you think we'd see 3 punts?
No. QB will hand off, and back to the left side it goes, cutting back against the grain. Chauncey Andrews will get right at the 1st down marker. Looks like he may have it. The officials eye it up, and I think they're going to say move the sticks, right? It looks like it's plenty.
Yeah, they're going to give him that extra push and say, 1st down. Get the tackle right there to Kevin Harris, the 6'1" junior defensive tackle out of Dallas, Texas. It'll be a 1st and 10 for Baker.
You're going to get Maverick Becker into the game. We're talking about Maverick out of Centralia, Kansas. 5'9", 160-pound freshman. He is not a big cat out there. 1st and 10. Back to throw again, Jules Guard. Deep drop goes left. His receiver's beaten the coverage. And again, a badly thrown ball by Jules Guard. Well, well beyond and out of the reach of Becker. It is going to go incomplete. So they bring in the little guy and throw it to him immediately, but he had no chance. It's not his fault that that pass is incomplete. It'll bring up a 2nd down 10. In Raven territory, Baker with the football. at the Benedictine 44-yard line, 8:40 to play in the third quarter. Ravens in front, 24-14. Wraparound handoff, no. QB's back. BB pass over the middle, bat into the ground, and incomplete.
That time, Fabian Njika actually reached up, and he was being blocked on the play, but he reaches up, smacks the ball back down to the ground, and it'll be and now a 3rd and 10 for Baker. They've been able to pick up a couple first downs so far here in the second half, but their offense just hasn't clicked the way it did in the first half either. So both these teams, I think, are just kind of treading water in the middle of the ocean.
I like seeing a couple of things. Benedictine making a 7-player switch up on this third down call, third down at 10. And Blue Kaplinger is out there counting to 10 other guys. He's standing there making sure the numbers are right. Back to throws. Quarterback fires one over the middle. It's broken up as a pass interference at the 30. There is none. And it is going to bring up a 4th down for Baker. Will they keep the offense out there at the Raven 44? Looks like not.
That time, Trey Williams was the guy in coverage for the Ravens. And here's the deal. If you think you're guilty, when you guys both go to the ground, hop right up and run off the field. Don't throw your hands up and act like you did something very impressive. Run off the field, keep your head down, and don't give the officials a reason to throw that late flag. Ravens are going to kind of go in a safe punt return right here on this 4th and 10.
Kayshon will stand at his own 10-yard line waiting to punt, and the kick away. It is very high off the side of the foot of the kicker, but we'll take a Raven bounce and get clear back out to the 30-yard line. So for Benedictine, that's a pretty good gig, a 9-yard punt as there's a marker down to the line of scrimmage.
You've got to think this was a formational issue against Baker. Regs is already out on the field, and that penalty marker came in from both sidelines right as the ball was snapped.
Wonder if they've gotten the field microphone issue sorted out at halftime.
I'm guessing you just didn't have enough guys on the line of scrimmage.
Illegal formation, yeah. Sticking teams, more than 4 in the backfield. Yeah. 5-yard penalty, address, the end of the kick, 1st down.
So make that 10-yard penalty, or 10-yard punt, a 5-yard punt, which is crazy because you have that 14-mile win to your back for that one. So here comes the Raven offense, and Baker's been winning that field position battle here in the second half, but neither team's been able to really generate any kind of offense. 8:20 to go in the third quarter. BC leads it by 10, 24-14. Ravens back out over the football. Motion will come to the right side. It's going to be Longo Fuliana. Stops as a trip to the right. The handoff is going to go to the running back who dances and loses a couple of yards, and Witherspoon, Gus, goes backward for 2.
Yeah, Witherspoon, I'm a little surprised to see him out there so quickly after the last possession where he came off and was getting looked over by the trainers. But that time, nowhere to run. They're actually going to say a loss of 3. It'll bring up a 2nd and 13. Baker, again, continues to set in their base defense of 4 defensive linemen. 4 defensive linemen, and on this play, they're going to go to 4 defensive linemen, 2 linebackers, as they're going to a little bit of a nickel package with 5 defensive backs on the field.
2nd down, 13. Back to throw. Pumps once, fires one short. He was looking for Zimmerman, but that pass got poorly thrown way behind him. Zimmerman turns and reaches back behind him. Got a hand on him, but had no hope of catching it. Austin Hollins, the defender in the area. That'll make him a 3rd down for Benedictine.
That's the 2nd time today we've seen Jackson Dooley and Tanner Zimmerman not on the same page. Tanner running down the middle of the field. Jackson letting go of the football before he's even been able to turn around and find the ball.
BC with a 3rd down call. Are they going to go another 3 and out? See how this works for them. Long count, we get movement, and now Zim is backing up, and the Ravens are going to be 3rd and 13, 3rd and 18.
Right snap, ball starts 4, Benedictine. It's a 5-yard penalty, remains 3rd down.
So there you go, clock at 7:39. So we're halfway through the third quarter. And because for 2 teams very highly ranked, we're not like really seeing them do impressive things offensively here. Maybe it's just because the defenses are so doggone good.
Yeah, the defenses are going to tell you they've been that good today. And now for the Ravens, looking at this 3rd and long,
here's Dooley back to throw and lobs one, and he had a wide open receiver kind of shot putted it downfield for Kayshon, missed him badly, and again. Raven quarterback is completely out of sync, and we're offline.
No. Hold on.
No, we're probably on.
Do we?
Okay. Yeah, that's just because that line came back on. We're running two lines here, guys, and sometimes one quits and it's in and out and a little undependable. Kind of like the Raven offense has been a little in and out and undependable, and BC going to punt it away on a fourth down, 18. Snap back, Cullen, best kick of the second half, and not a great one. It's going to be taken and hit instantly at the 42-yard line. That was superb kick coverage, and because P.J. McCollum's got to be thinking, why did I feel that kick?
That time Blue Kaplinger screaming down the field, and I really wasn't sure why he decided to field that, but P.J. McCollum fields it. He is hit immediately, and now we've reached the media timeout.
We're doing it, Joseph. We're going to take a break here on your favorite radio station, KAIR-FM Horton Atchison, with 7:25 to go in the third quarter. It is Benedictine 24, Baker 14.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
As we come back here at your Wilcox Stadium, Gus, the question becomes, which comes first, the chicken or the egg, right? Are we seeing really good defense? Are we seeing offenses who are struggling? Because in the second half, neither team has been able to generate any kind of yardage. I mean, we have played the second half kind of between the 30s.
Yeah, so the second half has not seen much offense at all. You look at what Benedictine has punted the ball now three times here in the second half. We've seen two punts for Baker. They're about to start their third possession. And the reason we're seeing so many possessions in this ball game is because these offenses just are quickly going three and out. So Benedictine going to be out on the field. They're counting up, making sure we get to 11. Your defensive linemen are going to be Glazer and Heath Baker, and Isaac Anderson will be your down three.
And here come the Wildcats, leading them up to the line of scrimmage is 5'11", 260-pound junior out of Topeka High. That's Jeff Moore, the Baker Wildcat center. First down at their own 44-yard line. Hand off, running back, hits straight up the middle. And this time they're going to switch up running backs, bringing Cole Fisher into the game. Cole, last week, 9 for 29. Today, carry number one, good for about three.
But does it really matter running the ball for Baker? Because whether it's Chauncey Andrews or it's Cole Fisher, it's neither of those guys. It's Truman today, the quarterback, 14 carries for 79 yards. The next best is Chauncey Andrews, 5 for 21. Cole Fisher is 5 for 19.
Yes, but see, again, neither of these teams is going to rush for 100 yards today at this pace. Second down, 7. Quarterback back to throw. It's going to be a QB draw, and he's hit from behind and brought down for a loss by Tim Glazer.
That time, great job by Tim Glazer. Now you see quarterback Truman Uhlsgaard taking a second to get up. He's going to have to peel himself off the floor, and now we've got the injured player is like 15 yards downfield. He's over on that far sideline. It was a Baker player who was running a route on the far side, and I'm not sure, just kind of went down. But he'll get up, make his way off the field, and for Baker, they're looking at a third down, and they're also going to be looking at a third down without their leading receiver for this play.
Maverick Becker is going to come into the ball game, so an extra wide receiver is tight end, 6'7" Noah Haskert at a Care Paravel Latin School. He's going to go out of the game for Baker, so they're bringing in a speedy little wide receiver taking out the big tight end. Third down, 10. Wildcats at their own 44-yard line. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine continues to lead by 10. 3 to the left and 1 to the right for Uhlsgaard, who's back to throw. Lobs one left side and way again over the head of his intended receiver. That was Maverick Becker, the guy from Centralia High School. You know, you've been to Centralia, right? John Riggins Field.
That's like the Ottawa field. I think you're making names up.
Yes. When we went to Ottawa a couple of years ago, Gus was like, Steve Grogan Field? I don't never heard of that. Steve Grogan, who is that guy?
To this day, I'm still not sure that's a real player. I do know John Riggins, but I still like to give you guys a little grief.
Patriots fan is moaning as we speak here. Fourth down and 10. The snap back and the Baker punt away. And again, the wind carries it and is going to drive Jayshon Todd to the 13. Jayshon to the 15, 20. Spins around. He said, there's nowhere to go. He'll just cover it up and go down to the 25-yard line. He spun all the way around the circle looking for any kind of daylight. Saw nothing but white jerseys and did the best thing he could do, cover up the ball.
Yeah, you know what he did is he kind of spins around and realizes there was nothing there, kind of corkscrews down, ducks under what was going to be a big hit. And so, again, doesn't take that hit, the ball back to the 25, that'd be first and 10 right there for the Raven offense.
We go inside, 6 minutes to play in what has been a kind of unexciting third quarter, unless you love defense. If you don't want to see any yards gained, this has been the quarter for you.
If you like punters, this has been the quarter.
Here's Jackson Dooley, throws one to the right side. LeBron with a catch. It ducks out of bounds right at the first down marker. Not a great thrown pass, but LeBron, a great job of coming back, grabbing it up, and making that catch, stepping out of bounds. LeBron Jackson from Bakersfield, California. First and 10, Benedictine. Is that maybe their first or only second first down of the second half? At their own 36-yard line, the handoff, Witherspoon, who's back in the game, is good for one.
All right, you got stats in front of you.
Some.
How many first downs are you showing?
Well, let's just see here if we can get this to move. First downs. First downs. I don't know if I see first downs. Fourth downs. First downs, 15 for Benedictine in the game.
Well, they had 14 at half. And
there you go.
Baker, they had 9 at half, and they've got 10. So far here in the second quarter, we've seen now one first down apiece.
Each team with one first down. And here, dancing into the left side, is going to be Witherspoon. Good for 9 as he weaves his way into the offensive secondary. Gets a tackle there by Thad Metcalf. So the Ravens at their own 44-yard line. Clock clicking along, and it hasn't done that much. The third quarter's taken a while. A lot of stoppage of play, a lot of incomplete passes, a lot of punting, and so things that don't necessarily make for speedy gameplay. We're still at 4.5 to go in the third quarter. 24-14, Ravens in front. No points yet in the second half. Third down and a couple, and Witherspoon. Look at the running back pull, big lineman up the field. Hit at the line of scrimmage, carries him for 5.
Well, and give lots of credit right at the end of that play to, trying to see, we got a Raven offensive lineman. Who you got? 56. Harrison Schmidt.
Yeah.
Harrison Schmidt at 6'7", 245-pound sophomore, just got behind that thing and just said, hey, we're going to pick up this first down. He pushes him forward, and the Ravens will have a first down out near midfield at the 47.
Motion to the left side, back to throw. Dooley chased out of the pocket, flush, rolling right. He wants to throw the ball. He's not going to be able to. It just runs out of bounds, and he's going to keep running right through the sideline of Baker all the way over to near the track. It'll be a gain of maybe a yard or something, but he didn't lose any yardage, Gus, and that was his key right there.
Yeah, able to push the ball forward, get a little yardage. It was great coverage down the field for Baker. Nobody was open. Now the Ravens are going to bring in a new set of receivers. They're going to send Jacob to the left side here and Joseph wide to the right.
Second down, 8 BC, a yard short of midfield. Quarterback is back, throwing left, throwing deep, wide open, Gathright. He is crushed at the 22. And are they not going to call an interference on that? My gracious.
Jacob Gathright is sitting there. He's waiting for something. Is that time? The cornerback just ran right over him, and now he's starting to cramp up a little bit.
Now they're going to have to stop play for the defensive back, who is still on the ground at that point of contact, and it's going to be P.J. McCallum. Here's the thing with P.J. He does a lot of things for this team. He is that, you know, Swiss Army knife kind of a guy. He's punt returner. He's a defensive back. He's like just
kick returner,
whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he's all over the place, and they expect a lot of things out of him. He's also, he had the first interception of the ball game for Baker.
So he is a very important piece to this Baker defense. So the officials allowing McCullough to come off the field, allowing both teams to just kind of huddle up and get a little hydration stoppage right here with 3:46 left in the third quarter.
Next week, the Ravens are going to be on the road. We'll be with them over in Canton, Missouri, and Benedictin at Culver Stockton. That is going to be, unlike today, it is going to be a noon game. And by the way, that would be 1 o'clock Eastern time. Make sure you get your schedule all inked in. Third down for Benedictin. Still at their own 49-yard line, third down 8. 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Ravens with a 10-point lead. Jackson Dooley waits. Long, long, long count. There's your snap. He's back being chased, and he's hit, and he's sacked again.
That time getting in the backfield, Zach Kramer with his second sack of the afternoon, and a big loss. When Jackson drops back, he drops way back, so a loss on the play of, let's call it about 12 yards. It's going to bring up a 4th and 22.
And when Jackson feels heat, a lot of times he will retreat, and we will see him, you know, get those deep sacks and end up going the wrong way. Again, last home game, remember, what was he? Called for grounding 4 or 5 times. Snap is back on his 4th down and 21, and the kick is not good again. Bounces at the 40, takes a Baker bounce to the 42, and Ravens are going to down it right there. So that's right about where the Ravens had to get to for first down.
Isaac Lopez down there to down the ball for the Ravens and for Baker. They continue to just keep pushing the ball closer and closer to midfield here.
Now, here's the thing. One of these times, one of these teams is going to break through and something good is going to happen for them. Right now, they're just kind of banging on the door and pushing back and forth and like pushing against a wall that won't move. That's what these two teams have done. It's wearing them out, but they're not getting anywhere. First down, Wildcats at their own 41. This time they will hand off. Running back will dance left, get to the 45, get about 4 yards for Cole Fisher. Kevin Harris, nice stop for BC. Kevin, gosh, he's been good for these Ravens through his career and only a junior, 6'1", 285 in the defensive front line.
How about the last 6 possessions for Baker? The last 6 possessions, 5 punts and a pick 6. Probably not the greatest way to run that back. You have to go back to 10 minutes left in the second quarter was the last time Baker got in the end zone.
Second down, 7 for the Wildcats from their 44. Quarterback's pass left side. Tipped, and it's intercepted. The old tip drill, and then they drop it.
Yeah, that time Javi Blomquist had it, and as he came to the ground, the ball hit off the ground first and rolls away from him that time. Wow, it looked like the Ravens had another interception of Truman Jewell's guard this afternoon, but instead the ball falls away at the end, and it will bring up a 3rd down for the Baker offense.
That was the first ripple of excitement we have heard from the crowd on either side since way back in the second quarter. It's been a long time since anybody out here in the audience has had something to cheer about like that. 3rd down and long. Trying to get the Raven fans to come to life a little bit here as they are here in huge numbers. Back to throw. Wildcat quarterback steps up in the pocket. He's got plenty of room to run. He's going to have a 1st down and a whole boatload more as he directs traffic in front of him and has his wide receiver make a block. He's going to take the ball inside the Benedictine 40-yard line, picking up over 20 yards on the carry. 1st and 10, Baker.
Baker now 3 of 10 on 3rd down conversions after that long run by Truman Julesgaard. Truman, a big rushing afternoon. He did that last year against Benedictine where he ran the ball for 159 yards. Today, what is he, 15 for 76? So, nice day rushing the ball there.
We're in the last 2 minutes of the third quarter. Baker, 1st and 10 inside the Braven 40. Handoff is going to go to Chauncey Andrews, and again, he's good for 1 or 2, no more than that.
That time getting up there, making the stop for the Ravens, it's going to be Zachary Lacombe.
Okay, the weather's nice out there, I guess, but the sun is beating down, and it is in the mid-70s here this afternoon, and let's face it, those guys have been out there for quite a while. I don't even know what time it is. You know, 3:16, so the game's 2.25 hours long. We haven't even gotten to the fourth quarter yet. Will the fourth quarter be one that is determined by team conditioning and fatigue and things like that?
Maybe. This is also going to be a test for Baker, because this is going to be the longest they've actually had to play and compete in a game.
Second down and a yard pass over the middle is going to be caught. And what a nice catch, outrunning easily the defender. And Adrian Seals out of Eudora, Kansas, gets it inside the 20-yard line. And Gus, he just played flat foot, outran the coverage down there. And they had, Ravens had no chance of catching him. It'll bring up a first and 10. I think where they're going to spot that down. Baker at the Benedictine 21. In the last minute of the third quarter, the Wildcats threaten. QB's back. Now he's going to step up, keep it himself, go to the left side, get hit down near the 10-yard line. It's going to be right at the first and goal mark. Jackson Hoskins for the Ravens with the tackle. And I'm telling you what, Truman Julesgaard, if nothing else, he impresses me with his durability, because he's been beaten and banged around a lot today and just keeps bouncing right back up there.
Double for Truman today. Much more of a running back than he is a quarterback, right? 6 of 16 passing, 65 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. But rushing the ball is where things have gone well for him. He's nearing 90 yards rushing this afternoon, and we're going to reach it? We are.
Yep. Well, we will return for the fourth quarter, and when we come back, Baker's got to be first and 10 at the Benedictine 11-yard line. But right now, after three quarters in Atchison, Kansas, Benedictine 24, Baker 14.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Going to the fourth quarter here in Atchison, Kansas, with the Ravens still holding on to the, well, the same lead they had at halftime, 24-14. Welcome back, everyone. Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio. Gus Scouts with me here upstairs. Cora, keeping an eye on all of us, and that's a bigger job than it probably needs to be.
Well, with Swag Surf in the background, taking a look at some of the stats in the third quarter. Benedictine with 2 first down in the third quarter, and for Baker, they got 4 first downs there in the third quarter.
And yet, neither team able to put anything on the board. However, going to the fourth quarter, the Wildcats certainly are threatening at the 11.
Even Cora kind of looked like Donnie Kelsey and Taylor Swift doing the Swag Surf.
Yeah, we could do that.
Down.
Yeah.
It's going to be a first and 10 for Baker.
We're jamming.
At the 12.
We're jamming. First down. Motion right. QB pitches to the jet man, and he's down at the 10. Looked like he was going to go on, and suddenly he just disappeared into the defense as Isaac Anderson and Tim Glazer wrapped him up, dropped him. It's a 1-yard pickup, maximum of 1. We'll call it the 10-yard line, 2nd and 9.
Those two are just impossible to pull away from in the middle, right? If Isaac and Tim grab you, you're not going anywhere. Short gain on the play. Ravens now going to bring in, along that front line, they're going to bring Kevin Harris in for the second down play.
Second down at the Raven 10. QB will take it, keeps it, rolls right, steps up, eludes the defender, dives for the 5-yard line. He was running to the outside, stopped, and it cut inside the defender who was chasing him, and he just made kind of a headlong dive like he was jumping in the deep end of the pool at the YMCA, giving him yardage down to the 5, where it is a 3rd and 4.
Joe Burke is going to come into the ball game for the Ravens. He'll be on the front line right next to Kevin Harris.
The crowd, again, still really subdued. They've been waiting for that play, that excitement moment, that spark to get them back into the game. Lots of people here. Potential for a lot of noise. Let's see what they do here on this third down call. Back to throw, Julesgaard. Throws right, has it batted away. A huge defensive play. Reaching across, Trey Williams. He slaps the ball free, knocks it away from the wide receiver over there. I think that might have been Brooks, and Baker trails. trailing by 10. Gus is forced to go for three here to get within a touchdown. It'll be a chip shot, 21-yard field goal effort by Seth Simpson. Simpson, 5 of 5 kicking field goals this season with a long of 46. And again, this is a little, we're going to make it a 22-yarder. Down and up, and he just rockets it through. And we're taking a timeout, Joseph. The first points of the second half belong to Baker with 13:24 to go in the game. Benedictine 24, Baker 17.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
That's what your Wilcox Stadium. Benedictine's lead is trimmed to a touchdown. We're still a long way to go in this game. 13:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Gus, for the Ravens, they have not scored in the second half. They haven't done much with the football in the second half. Well, I don't think it's imperative that they score in this possession. I think it's imperative they have a better possession as this kickoff is high and short, taken at the 20, up the left side to the 30, and down at the 35-yard line. So, yeah, I think they've got to at least move the ball a little bit and make the offense seem to be, you know,
viable.
Somewhat viable, yeah.
I mean, they've got to show that they can do something here in this second half. We talked about they struggled there in the third quarter. They weren't able to pick up first downs. They, what, punted on all four of their possessions there. And you start going back and looking at that possession right before the half, is, you know, kind of look at that's where everything kind of turned and hasn't got back on path.
Here comes the Raven offense. We'll see what they've got up their sleeve. There's motion left is Jay Sean Todd. First and 10, Benedictine at their own 34. Dooley's back to throw and going deep. Wants the home run. Athright's their intended receiver. He is well overthrown and very well covered. It's incomplete.
That time working against Deshaun Lewis, the 5'8" senior out of Lawrence High. And wow. That time Dooley realized that he had all that wind behind him because he just reared back and fired that thing, what, about 10 yards beyond Jacob's reach.
Yeah, there was no chance for him to catch that. Again, though, conversely, at least there was no chance for somebody to pick that thing off and harmlessly hit the ground, second and 10. BC still at their own 34. The handoff, running back Witherspoon starts right, now goes back left. He's going to find a little gap over there and dance the sideline to pick up a first down. That was a smart run by the junior running back because he's tried right. He said, this isn't going to work. Stops, reverses his field. And usually when that happens, you know, it's not going anywhere. But it did for him that time.
Yeah, it rarely ends well. But that time he was able to reverse field, get all the way back across, pick up the first down. And now the Ravens, you know, showing some signs that they're able to move the ball a little bit. And that time a quick pass over the right side, they're going to find LeBron.
Yep, he had to come back for the ball, dove to make the catch, picking up about 5. No chance to advance beyond the catch, but second down 5, Benedictine just short of midfield. Ravens maybe finding a little offensive spark here. Again, the handoff to Witherspoon. There's no spark there. He gets to the line of scrimmage and lucky to get there. Third and 5, Benedictine at their own 49. Officials stop and play for a minute. With 12 minutes to go.
So now coming into the ballgame for the Ravens is going to be Tyler Watson. He'll be out there with Cameron Dover and Tanner Zimmerman.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. That's exactly right. Third down 5. Jackson is back. Got some time. Has a man open. Caught at the 40. 35. Down to the 33-yard line goes Cameron Dover. And the reason that pass was complete, Gus, to play the offensive line and the great amount of time that Dooley had to let those routes get run and to find that man.
Yeah, and that time Cameron Dover was able to sit down in a little opening in the zone, and you saw Jackson Dooley flip the hips, get squared up, and just rocket that ball in there. So a nice job by the Raven offense right there. Now, they can get patient if they would like.
Ravens are going to go two to the left side on his first down call inside the 35-yard line. Dooley will keep it himself. And shades of Jules Guard, he'll get three going left side.
Ed Jackson, not a huge runner, but that time Brian Lane able to make the stop on the play. Lane, a sophomore out of Lawrence Free State, 10 tackles coming into today's game.
Yeah, Jackson, I think anyone would concede, is more of a pocket kind of a quarterback. He's not that RPO scramble out there kind of a guy. Second down, 8 at the 32. Benedictine has moved the ball here on this possession. Handoff again will go to Witherspoon. Starts left, comes right. The defender reaches in, tries to strip the ball. Witherspoon secures it and just keeps pushing and driving. Gets inside the 30, down to the 23, maybe 22-yard line. What a nice run. Dalton Witherspoon in at 5'11 and 195 pounds, because Dalton Witherspoon is hard to steal.
Yeah, I mean, he is solid out there now. They're going to give him a little bit of a breather after that run. We're going to see Robbie Sharp into the ballgame. Robbie, a sophomore out of North Kansas City by way of St. Pius X.
And Tanner Zimmerman also going to come into the game. The Ravens are third down and along two. 26-yard line in Banker territory. Jackson takes the snap, hands off. Robbie angles left, lunges, gets the first down. And Zimmerman, he is still blocking about 12 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
He's working against P.J. McCallop. You got Tanner Zimmerman, 6'5", 235. P.J. McCallop, 5'10", 150.
Yeah. You know how that went, right?
So.
This is going to stop the play, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break, Joseph, with 9.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Ravens are driving. It is Benedictine 24, Baker 17.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Coming out of the break, Ravens with the football and a fresh set of downs. It's first and 10 inside the 25. Benedictine with a touchdown lead and looking to stretch that. Jackson rolls right, going to be hit, spins away, hit, and doesn't spin away. He'll lose about 5 or 6 back at the 30.
That time finally getting in there for Baker to make the sack. It's going to be, Marshall. Lee Marshall, the junior out of Shawnee Mission East, is going to make the stop on the play. It's going to be a loss of 5 and bring up his 2nd and 15 for the Raven offense.
You know what Baker really has, Gus? They've got two really nice pop-up tents that they have over there on the far sideline. Those are very nice.
Sold those prior to the game, and I was very impressed.
Yeah, gotta like that.
Got the logos on them and everything.
Second down, 15 for Benedictine. Dooley back, lobs going to the end zone, and it's the chicken fight for the football and incomplete. Jacob Gathright, Cameron Porter, those two guys have been pushing and shoving and fighting for the football all day long. And I'm thinking right now that Jacob is saying, if you could only put one out in front of me instead of behind me,
well,
that's what I want.
You watch that pass, and the more I watch and think about that play, I would prefer to see Jacob run a post and run the ball back into – or run the route back into the field of play. Give yourself an opportunity. That time Jackson's throw, I don't think either one – of those guys were going to make that reception because it was right on the sideline, and this is going to be a tough catch.
Third down, 15 for Benedictine. Dooley drops back, fires a short pass, caught at the 15, and right at the first down marker, falling forward with the football. And does Joseph have it? The official looks over, says, moves those sticks. Fagafuliana with the catch, Caden Donovan with the coverage, and Benedictine needed 15 yards. They got 15 yards. Inch and a quarter.
I was going to say, they got 15 yards in the nose of the football, right? But when it's all said and done, it is a first down. We are now under 8 minutes to play. And if you're Baker, you start getting a little nervous because, again,
if this thing ends in any kind of points, you find yourself back down two scores.
Robbie Sharp still in the backfield for the Ravens. QB's back, dancing, and there's a smart play by the junior quarterback. He thought this was going nowhere and getting there in a hurry, so he just kind of lobs it away.
Yeah, he looked back to his left side. Cameron Dover was being double covered. He looked over here on the right side. It was pretty covered up over here as they were looking for possibly Ethan Perot or Matthew Sanford. Nobody open, so great job by Jackson. Don't try to force something. Don't take a sack. Just throw the ball out on track.
Sharp checks out. Dalton Witherspoon returns to the running back spot for the Ravens on a second down 10. Call it the 15. BC deep in Baker territory, leading by a touchdown, wanting to get more. Handoff is going to go Witherspoon. He tries the outside. There's just nothing there. Hit at the ankles, then hit up high. First guy in the middle for Baker making that tackle is going to be Kanu Tiafu, the defensive lineman out of Spring Hill, Kansas. 6'1", 245. That was a nice play for the freshman.
Yeah, I was going to say, only a freshman right there for Baker. Now the Ravens are looking at a 3rd and 11. Now the play clock's still rolling. We're down to 7:15 left in the game.
Longafui on the wide left. Jayshon Todd slot left. To the right side, it's going to be Gaff's right. Jacob is due for one. But again, he's over here battling on the near side with Porter. Third down at the 15. Snap back. Back stays into block. QB rolls up. He's got tons of room, and he could run a mile if he wants to, but instead he dances around, pumps after he's across the line of scrimmage when he could have never thrown. And again, Jackson, was he confused about where he was in the
field? No, a lot of times you're going to fake that little pump. You're going to try to get the linebacker to not realize where you are on the field.
He was too smart for that.
But the problem was you're standing next to the stick, so the linebacker that time understood that he can't do anything with this football, so ushers him out of bounds. And for the Ravens, a 3-yard gain is going to bring up now a 4th and 7, and we're going to see Harry Balke into attempt a PAT.
Ravens are going to get a 2-score lead on a 30-yard field goal attempt. Zach Filippi, the long snapper. Jackson Dooley will hold. It is down, up, plenty high, plenty long. That went behind it, and it's good. Benedictine retakes a double-digit lead, and we take a timeout with 6:09 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine 27, Baker 17.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Yeah. Well, for Benedictine, guys, it was easily their best possession of the second half. Even though it did not culminate in a touchdown, it did put points on the board. 14 plays, 54 yards, and what did you establish? About a six and a half minute
possession there.
And so for the Wildcats, you look at the board, 6:09 to go. You can't give up another 6.5 minute possession.
Yeah, and the problem now with that field goal, you're down 2 scores, right? And so for Benedictine, that was their first possession of the fourth quarter. For Baker, they're going to have their first full possession of the fourth quarter.
Ravens kicking off with the wind. It is high, and a return man will go into the middle of the end zone. And is this going to be a fair catch? The official says, yes, it is. That is extremely good. I like it. And the big B in the middle, nice. 1st and 10, Baker. And for the Wildcats, no time for fooling around now, okay? The kitten is just pretty much done. They've got to drive downfield. They got to get a touchdown here. I mean, they don't have to get a touchdown. They got to get points for sure.
They definitely
really need a touchdown.
They're definitely going to have to come away with some points. It's tomorrow, the 29th?
Correct.
Okay. Benedictine is going to be home tomorrow afternoon,
yes.
4 o'clock, with Kansas Wesleyan.
Coach and I talked about that a little on the pregame. It certainly bears repeating that JV's up here tomorrow. You got to come out and watch them. They are great fun. I've been up to their games, and they are fun to watch. So right back up here at Wilcox Stadium tomorrow.
So So, yeah, the official numbers come in that last play or that last drive for Benedictine, 14 plays, 54 yards, 7 minutes and 15 seconds. Just what the doctor ordered on that one is Benedictine goes up 2 possessions. Taking a quick look at some stats here in the ball game. Benedictine with 20 first downs, Baker only 13. On third downs, the Ravens are 40%, Baker 3 of 11. Benedictine has converted his only fourth down attempt, Baker yet to attempt one today. 64 plays for 330 yards for Benedictine, and Baker 51 plays, 236 yards. How about Baker only 82 rushing yards today? Penalties, though, have slowed up in the second half. We've only seen one on either team.
It's oddly, and usually it's converse, but today it has not been. Penalties have slowed up. Yards gained have slowed up. Scoring has slowed up in the second half. But two really different halves, I feel like.
Benedictine today, 79 rushing yards, 250 yards passing. For Baker, 82 passing yards, and they are sitting at 154 rushing yards.
So here we go, coming out of that little media break that we just worked through. It's going to bring up 1st and 10. Baker from the 25-yard line coming off the touchback. Quarterback is back to throw. 3-step drop with time. Now bails out of the pocket, rolls over to the right side. There's going to be a holding call deep in the backfield, and the quarterback is going to be bumped to the ground, and it is not Truman Julesgaard. Gus, why do you think they brought in quarterback Sam Hageman?
See, Sam Hageman was a guy who started early last season. He is, we're going to get a holding against Baker. He is a guy that's out of Marthasville, Missouri, out of St. Francis High School. Yeah, I don't know. This season, 10 of 20 passing, 164 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions.
So this penalty, the last thing the Wildcats needed, is going to push the football all the way back to the Baker 15-yard line. It'll look at a 1st and 20 from there. And we're down inside 6 minutes to go. The Ravens leading it by 10 at 27-17. Sam Hageman, your QB, takes a snap. He's just a drop back door. Rockets run right side, and his receiver falls down at the 30-yard line. He was looking over there, Gus, for Billy Brooks, but the Opa-locka kid had fallen to the ground, and it's going to go incomplete. Bring up a 2nd down, 20. Opa-locka, is Opa-locka anywhere near Miami Gardens? I'm not sure. I'm going to get out. Do you have a atlas, right? You know, all the maps in a big, like a binder?
Sure.
Keep that in the glove box. 2nd down, 20. Quarterback draw. He's going to be hit. Picks up 5, 10, 15 yards, and that was a nice little run there. They're going to mark you back. They're going to stay beyond 10 yards, though, and it will be, where are they going to mark you? 24? Or 29, rather? Oh, wait.
We've got another Baker player a little slow to get up, this time an offensive lineman, and you want to take it?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Let's hang on to it for a minute. They're going to mark the ball down at the 27-yard line, and yeah, it is a big old lineman down there that they're going to take a look at his ankle. And the crowd, you know what? This crowd believes for both schools that their team is going to win this game. Not one person has left. I got here 2 hours early for the game, Gus. That was not early enough, as I'm blocks away from here. The crowd is fantastic. You just love to see this kind of a turnout and this kind of a day for an event like this. Great college football here in Atchison, Kansas this afternoon, a pairing of 2 nationally ranked teams and 2 teams who are clearly in the battle for the championship in the division, the South Division of the Heart.
Look in the huddle with your glasses.
Yeah.
You're going to see a player in the back and kind of walking around with no helmet. I feel like that player's calling it an afternoon.
Okay.
All right, we're at the 30, 31, 32-yard line walking off the field. So,
I'm seeing it. Yeah, maybe. Well, here we go. Quarterback back to throw on a third down long. He's going to keep it on the QB. Drive's going to make a first down and plenty of spare. Carrying the ball in one hand, and he takes a shot at the 40-yard line, but good yardage for Sam Hageman. That was a nice little run by the quarterback out of Marthasville, Missouri.
Javai Blomquist makes a stop on the play for the Ravens. Now into the ballgame, we're going to see their leading tackler, Dylan Witherspoon. So Witherspoon will be the safety here on this first and 10 call.
Here comes the Baker offense. Clock rolling along. We're at 4:44 to play. First and 10 Wildcats at their own 42. Hageman is back to throw. BB pass over to the left side. It's going to be caught across midfield at the Raven 48-yard line right near the first down marker. Official, the line judge, is going to look across the field. They have moved those sticks. Jackson Hoskins, the defender on the near side. Jackson doesn't usually get a lot of balls thrown toward his area of coverage because he's just a high-risk guy to take one.
After this play, we'll kind of update you on some scores around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. We do have a final already.
First down, 10. QB's back. Hageman is rolling, throws on the run. Pass over the middle, going to be caught. A nice catch and a lot of traffic by Maverick Becker.
That time Maverick Becker running a drag all the way across the middle of the field, and that time just got in front of Trey Williams. Able to catch it and step out of bounds. Oh, that's a 33-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Baker.
Now, Maverick's from Centralia. We've talked about that. So are you a Centralian or a Centraliite? I mean, what is, if you're from Centralia, how does that work? And now we're going to have an offensive lineman jump up, back up about three steps, go into a pass-blocking stance, and realize he's the only guy that moved.
Scores around the conference today, Grandview leading Culver Stockton 45-7 with about 3 minutes left in that contest. It is Missouri Valley leading Central Methodist 35-17 with 3.5 left. Peru State went to Dubuque today and won 34-7.
Try the stats. Ball start. 72.
Mid-America with 4 minutes left leading St. Ambrose 42-0. And Missouri Baptist knocked off William Woods 66-7 today. And you said there's a game I'm missing. How about this one? William Penn leading Graceland 24-21 with a minute left in the third quarter. There's a lot of football left, but, man, that high-powered Graceland offense really struggling today with William Penn.
They've struggled the last couple of games now. First and 15 after the penalty. Quarterback will step up in the pocket, find some running room, is going to be hit at the 35, pulls and leans and takes it all the way down to the 30-yard line. It'll bring up a second down at about 7. Zachary Lacombe, another stop for Benedictine. Now, Sam Hageman is a big guy, okay? When he gets a little inertia built up and he's running the ball at 6'2" and 210 pounds, yeah, he's not going to be easily stopped, and he was not right there. At the Raven 30, 2nd and 7. Baker down by 10. He's the quarterback hit as he releases the ball in the pass. It's going to be thrown behind Gage Warren, incomplete. Zach Lacombe hits Hankman as he releases the ball. The best thing, though, that happens out of that for Baker, the clock stopping, but now we're down to 2:53 to go. For the Wildcats, you need a touchdown and a field goal to just tie this game, and you've only got 2:53 left. Now, you do have a two-minute timeout, and you've got three regular timeouts remaining, so there is that going for you.
And the other thing is, you're kicking into the wind here. So, I mean, you're still out of field goal range, I feel.
Seals and Warren to the right side. QB's back, looking to the right side. He's got his man open at the 5-yard line. What a catch. Backpedaling out of bounds. It's first and goal. Wildcats. Adrian Seals, the freshman, with the catch. First and goal, Baker.
What a job right there by the quarterback, Sam Hageman. He stood in there and took a big hit as Blue Kaplinger came on a little bit of a delayed blitz from his safety position, came screaming through, and Hageman stepped right into it and was able to deliver a strike.
Hageman quickly brings him to the line of scrimmage. Receivers from sideline to sideline on a first and goal to the 5. Quarterback draw. He'll step up into the middle. He'll elude a couple of guys. Can't get down to the 2-yard line. Nice tackle from behind for Benedict. And
30.
I'm going to get. I got 23 out there. I'm seeing. I thought I saw Heath in on that stop and
Jared Heron as well. So both defensive ends collapse on that play, able to make the stop, and now it'll be a second and goal from the two, and Baker going to have to hurry up if they want to score this one before the 2 minute.
We're just about to that 2 minute play. Here's the handoff into the middle, and the Ravens are going to stack him up and hold him short. Baker thinks they've gotten in, and they did. I thought the play was blown dead at the 2 yard line.
And he spun out the backside when everybody kind of had stopped on the play. Now the officials are coming together to talk about it, but unless there was an inadvertent whistle, I think he got called a touchdown.
Ravens are standing around and talking to the officials. The officials are having a little powwow right at the goal line, and I thought that play was done. And I'm waiting to get some verification. Baker, doing the right thing, is running their PAT unit out of the field. We're still having a conversation among the officiating crew. And with no further indication,
result of play is a touchdown. One untimed down.
There you go. An untimed down now for the PAT.
Because now we're really going to lose the 2 minute break as that touchdown came at the 159 mark.
Yep. So there will not really, I mean, there will be a timeout here, but it will
not be an additional timeout.
An additional one. There will be three left after this point after attempt. It's a big one. It is down, it is up, and it is perfect. And we're taking a break. Joseph, both the 2 minute and the after score break coming. With a minute 59 to go in the ball game, and the Ravens' lead is trimmed. Benedictine 27, Baker 24.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Big possession that was well orchestrated and well performed by the Wildcats gave them what they had to have, a touchdown. And they've drawn to within three of Benedictine with 2 minutes to go in the game, precisely a minute 59 left. Wildcats are going to be kicking off to the Ravens into the wind, each team with a full complement of three timeouts remaining. And now the officials have stopped play for something. I'm not sure just what. Baker's going to be kicking it away. The Ravens are looking for the onside kick. Return man for BC up at the 20-yard line. Wildcats kicking into the wind, and he's going to boot high and kind of a little pooch kick. It's going to be taken by the Ravens over the shoulder at the 28-yard line. The tackle's going to be made there, and the Ravens are going to have it first and 10 to their own 28.
How is there not a penalty on the? He caught it on a knee and then got lit up.
The Raven crowd agrees. You can hear that kind of a Twitter goes through the crowd as they thought that Jacob had gotten hit over there a little bit late. So no time elapses, and the Ravens are going to have it first and 10. So here's the deal for Benedictine. You're, what, a couple of first downs away from a win. No first downs, and Baker's going to have a chance. It's a three-point game. Ravens lead by three, first and 10 at their own 27-yard line. Here comes a Benedictine offense. Hand off, straight ahead, running. Look out, 35, 40, 45, 50, 40, down the left side and sliding down inbounds. That is a brilliant play and a spectacular run by Dalton Witherspoon.
What a job right there. Dalton, as he breaks it free, gets all the way down to, I'm going to say he started his slide at the 37-yard line, saw Thad Metcalf hit it his way, and he said, hey, I'm not going to let him get me out of bounds. Let's just slide down in the field to play a minute 40 left in this contest, and you look out there, Witherspoon is feeling good.
Well, he hasn't felt good all day. He's been banged around a little bit. He's been slow to get up a couple of times, but right now, you're getting none of that. And the Witherspoon fan club over here is in great spirits, and Benedictine is going to take a timeout. Joseph, a break. Timeout. We're down to a minute 19 to go in the ballgame. Ravens 27, Baker 24.
Acheson Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
We are at Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine College campus in Acheson, Kansas. This game, because we knew this was going to be a great game, okay? Everybody in the nation knew it was going to be a great game. No one has been disappointed in how close it is. A three-point game with a minute 19 to go, but the home team is in a pretty good spot with the football. First and 10, and after that long Witherspoon run, first and 10 at the Wildcat 37-yard line. Here comes Benedictine up over the football. Ravens could just run this thing into the middle of the line, get a first down, and call it an afternoon if they decide to do that. Dooley will take it, hand off Witherspoon, hit behind the line of scrimmage, will lose a yard or two. But you know what happens? Clock is going to be stopped quickly with a quick Baker timeout. We're going to hang on to it right here. That is going to be Baker's first timeout, right?
Yep. So you're going to force Baker to go ahead and burn one of those timeouts. Now, the Ravens would really need to get a first down to be able to ice this thing away, and you'd want to pick up what you need to probably pick up about 8 yards before you could even think about a field goal.
Yeah, because you got to get it down to the 30-yard line, and that's still 47 yards. But then again, we've seen him make today a 47-yarder.
Yeah, and we even said when he hit that, it was probably good from at least 50. Yeah.
And it was going the same direction with the wind behind him as it is now. So you can have that to go with. But, yeah, for Benedictine, 8-9 yards probably going to be necessary to have a realistic shot at a field goal to get up 6. But 6 is still not the safe lead, you know?
Yeah,
minute 15 to go here this afternoon.
You prefer to put this up to a full score game.
Yeah. And I'm not sure any of the many, many fans who showed up today thought they were going to be entertained by a three-hour football game, but that's what they're going to have here before we're done today. Coming to the line on a second down, 12, Benedictine at a 39-yard line of Baker. Going to cram everyone in tight. Hand off Witherspoon. Straight ahead, head down, gets back to the original line of scrimmage, picking up a couple of yards, and another quick timeout. That took 5 seconds off the clock. Timeout 2 for the Wildcats.
67 plays today for the Ravens, 367 total yards of offense. For Baker, 61 plays, 326 yards of total offense today. Baker has thrown the ball for 133, Benedictine, 251. But again, the one thing that I've been thrilled about here in the second half, it hasn't gone much faster, but the penalties have dropped off. For Baker, only 3 second half penalties. They're up to, how about this, 8 penalties for 119 yards. They always have more penalty yards than passing yards.
Okay, now I got to ask you, you're an offensive minded guy. Ravens are looking at a third down 10. Do you risk throwing the ball here? If it's, and I say risk, is because if it's incomplete, you'll stop the clock, and Baker's going to have, you know, it'll be that a minute left.
Yeah, I mean.
So what do you do?
It comes down to the timeout, because the timeout, you figure that they're going to call it after this play. So even an incomplete pass, the only thing you're really losing is, do you give them a timeout or not? So I think for me, I don't have a problem throwing the ball here.
Let's see what the Ravens decide to do. On a third down, 11, call Benedictine at the Baker 38-yard line, leading by 3 with 70 seconds to go in the ballgame. BC with the wind at their back. Jackson Duda, the quarterback, running back to his immediate left. Witherspoon, hard count for the Ravens. No movement. Now Jackson's going to reset the play. There's lots of time on the play clock. Hand off Witherspoon, hit at the line. Fair hug, thrown down by Brian Lane. And the timeout taken by Baker, and the Ravens take only 5 seconds again off the clock. And this is going to be the final timeout for Baker.
You've got to punt this.
Fourth down and 11. So for Benedictine, yeah, I mean, you can run it, you can throw it. That's be kind of risky business. You punt it, and you try to edge to the corner. So what do? If you accidentally kick it out of the end zone, you're only going to pick up, what, like 10 yards?
I would take it. Yeah, I mean, right, 13 yards if you kick it out of the end zone from here. I think I punt the ball. Or if you really want to get smart with it and have a little fun, you line up to punt it and you fake it. Because a botched fake punt doesn't really hurt you here. I just think you're a little far for a field goal.
You're pretty long for a field goal. At the 38, you're 55, and I think that's beyond a reasonable effort. I mean, it's not like you're trying to win a game on the last play, which you would, you know, when you would do that. So that's not what you're going to have here.
Yeah, so they're going to send Bruner out? Yeah. No. Yeah, they're going to send Cullen Bruner out to punt this thing.
Yeah.
Which I think is the right thing. You just have to reiterate with him, like, realize how big that wind is right behind you.
And the return man, P.J. McCollop, standing on the 10-yard line for the return. Bruner will stand at the Benedictine 46, 47-yard line, waiting for this long snap from Zach Phillippe. Need a clean one here. Long, long cast.
They're looking over here to the coaching staff.
2 seconds, 1 second, they're going to take the delay and move it back five. That's not terrible.
Well, I kept looking over, and Court Madison, the up-back who starts the play, kept looking over to the right and trying to find out what they wanted from him. Ravens took plenty of time. I think they were trying to get Baker to guess, and if I'm Baker, you go ahead and decline it. Yeah, you decline it.
And here's the deal, though. Sometimes you get a little PTSD, and I feel like I'm in Daytona's. I'm waiting for the snap to come back, and I don't even want to think about it. So here we go. It's again, fourth down. Ravens are going to be punting it. Snap perfect. The boot, nice, wobbly, short, bounding at the 10, goes to the goal line and will bounce in, and Wildcats are going to have it back. 57 seconds to go. No timeouts, and
you got
which quarterback do you bring out now?
You got to argue, though, that Cullen Bruner did exactly what you were asking.
Exactly.
Of. He dropped it down there, kicked it away from everybody. I think it's got to be probably Hageman as your quarterback because I don't think the other quarterback is available anymore today. And, yeah, it's going to be Hageman.
So here we go. First and 10, Baker from the 20-yard line. All right, they're down four. Kicking into the wind, they would have to get this to the 30?
Yeah, Seth Simpson's good from 46, so.
QB's back to Phil, fires one near side, and a diving effort made. It's caught inbounds.
And
the clock is rolling.
Down, yeah.
At the 30-yard line, right at the first down marker. Are they going to move the sticks? They are, but while they're moving them, they will stop the clock to move the chains. So that's an asset for Baker. And now, they'll get him set, clock rolls. QB's back again, throws to the right sideline. It's going to be caught at the 40, running out of bounds. And as quickly as that, Baker's moved nearly 20 yards.
Trey Williams over there on the stop. Isaac Anderson's going to come off the field, and back in will come Kevin Harris.
39 seconds to go. Ravens leading 27-24. Baker with the football, no timeouts left at their own 42. First down call. Trip to the left side, one to the right for Hankman, the junior quarterback out of Marthasville, Missouri. Nobody in the backfield with him. He'll take the snap at the waist, and we've got penalty markers. That play was a disaster.
Yeah,
people were everywhere.
If you're Hankman, you're okay that they're going to call this penalty because he looked up as he received that snap. And
Everyone but the center.
As he looked up, Heath Baker was about a foot from him. I mean, Heath could have reached out and probably stolen the snap as bad as that thing had started out. So the 5-yard penalty will back it up, and it will be first and 15 at the 37-yard line of Baker.
37 seconds to go at their own 37-yard line. Back to throw again. QB looks left, throwing deep. His man's downfield, and it's going to be short. looking on the near sideline for Adrian Seals. Well covered, Jackson Hoskins over here. The incompletion stops the clock at 32.
That's one of those things you just don't see a whole lot of teams do right now, is throw the ball the way of Jackson Hoskins. Now, a couple of plays off, we're going to see Isaac Anderson back in the middle.
Glazer out, Anderson in, Benedictson keeping that front four fresh. How good is it to have the depth at the front four on that defense to be able to rotate them in and out, keep guys in there that are rested?
You're going to have to turn Heron and Baker loose right here.
Here we go, second down 15, QB back. He steps up in a pocket pass over the middle and nearly hits the official, and it's incomplete. He's looking for Maverick Becker. The official kind of did a little sidestep to get out of the way of the football. May have hit him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not so sure it didn't glance off of the official the way the ball kind of fluttered. And for Becker, you got to, here's the thing, this sounds crazy. You got to know where that official is, and you got to run that right in front of him to use him to kind of pick your defender. Because again, if you run it behind him, there's a chance that ball hits the official.
Every fan on every end of the stadium, Benedictine fans, Baker fans, all on the feet on this third down 15 call. Half a minute to go. The quarterback is back. Flushed down to the pocket. He's going to run. Looking downfield. Chase. Isaac's got him. Now he breaks away. Runs upfield. Throws it late and is incomplete behind Billy Brooks. And he burned a lot of time scrambling around back there. 19 seconds to go.
That was a great job right there by the Raven defense. And now we're going to see Joe Burke check into the ball game.
Burke's coming in, and back into the game comes Tim Glazer. He's a big man out there. Guys, Glazer at 6'4", 260. You know, Burke is a huge guy. Ravens are bringing some big men in that front line. It is a fourth down 15. 19 seconds to go. The ball for Baker, who trails by three. Baker has it at their own 37. Quarterback is back. Looks, throws over the middle, incomplete. Game's over. Ravens are going
to
win it.
That time, great job by the Ravens to get into the backfield right after the quarterback. And Hageman had to rush a pass over the middle. Even if that thing's caught, they're still going to be about 6-7 yards short. And when it's all said and done, we're going to see a turnover on downs, and the Ravens pull off another big victory against Baker here this afternoon.
BC is going to stroll out there. It'll be a quick knee taken by Jackson Dooley, and an impressive win. Really, it was like a race in the first half and a hold on to your hat in the second half, as the Ravens will go to that victory formation for one final snap, 14 on the clock, and Baker's long, long out of timeouts. It's out, it's down, and that's going to do it. Your final score this afternoon at Wilcox Stadium. The Benedictine Ravens 27, Baker Wildcats 24, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison. Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas this afternoon. A couple of nationally ranked teams at the top of the Heart of America Athletic Conference come together, and it was as close as you thought it might be. A 3-point win for the Ravens, 27-24, and Benedictine improves its record out of 4-1 on the season. Baker will drop to 3-1 for 2024. Guys, it was quite a ball game.
It was a great game, right? In the sense of it was a close game. I think it was one of those things that as the game progressed, it's not exactly the way, it didn't come together the way I thought. I figured maybe we'd see a little more offense. I didn't think that we would see a third quarter marred in punts where, what, Benedictine held the ball four times, Baker had it three times. We saw seven punts in the third quarter alone. But when it all was said and done, Benedictine comes away with a 27-24 victory. This afternoon, Jackson Dooley, 14 of 27 passing, 234 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. Dalton Witherspoon, 25 rushes today for 109 yards. No rushing touchdowns for the Ravens this afternoon. Sam Hageman for Baker came in late in the ball game, went 7 of 15 for 90 passing yards. Truman Jewell, guard, 6 of 16 for 65. One touchdown, two interceptions today. Jewell's guard led them in rushing with 76 yards, but Hageman came in, 7 rushes for 71 yards. If you're Baker, you start looking back. I think they went to Hageman out of a necessity, but you maybe start rethinking that quarterback room a little bit.
Here's the thing, total yards. Ravens 364, Wildcats 348. I mean, the total yards were just as close as that scoreboard turned out to be. The teams did it in very, very different ways. Time of possession, because it's identical, right?
Yeah. I mean, you take a look at the time of possession. Baker, 30 minutes, 31 seconds. Benedictine, 29-29. So,
said and done. Big win for Benedictine. And let's go back to the opening of the game statement. I said the winner of this game will make the postseason, and the other team very well might. Not guaranteed, but I think the winner will make it. I'm standing on that.
Yeah, I think that hill got a little taller. I mean, I think you're pretty safe up there at this moment, because I think for Benedictine, you just are going to have to keep pushing forward, taking care of business. I hate to say it. I can say it. These guys can't say it. You got one real big game left on your schedule, and that's going to be the Mid-America game late in the season. I do think that a team like Missouri Baptist is going to give you some difficulties. I think there were some good teams, but there's just one real big test remaining. For Mid-America, for Baker, they're going to have to try to get right in the month of October. They get Mid-America like November 9th, I believe it is. So, again, these two teams are going to have an October filled with some teams that they need to get right with.
And we're going to have October begin with a trip to Canton, Missouri next Saturday. And noon ball game is we will be with the Ravens at Culver Stockton. BC and another Wildcat team, the Culver Stockton Wildcats, next Saturday. Carrier pregame at 11:45 a.m. Join us from the East Edge of Missouri for that one. Again, the final score this afternoon, Ravens 27, Wildcats 24. Till we greet you next time, Joseph, back at the Care Sports Studio. Again, handles the adversity and does it easily. Joseph, thanks so much. For Cora, who's been standing here minding both of us, Cora, thank you. And for Gus Cobbs, Tom Cobbs, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net.